National Liberty Alliance, featuring John Zarash. You can visit us at shakeandwakeradio.com or go to nationallibertyalliance.org. We'll have the jury verdict in a few minutes. And in the meantime, we all should pray for our country, and I'd like to turn the mic over to Mr. John Zarash.
Hey, thank you, Rick. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to National Liberty Alliance's weekly conference call. Today is Monday, November 24th, 2014. And when that verdict comes in, you know, I am interested. So kind of just break in. Well, wait till if it's during the monologue, so to speak. Wait till after that, but do let us know. All right. First, we'll start off with God's Word. We're going to read a couple of short psalms, Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. And then we'll get on with the evening. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgments, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 2. Why do the heathens rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his appointed, saying, Let us break their bonds asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, and this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathens of thine inheritance, heathens for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possessions. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Okay, that was Psalms 1 and 2. All right, I guess we're going to start off, we got a few things. We don't have really a lot to bring up this evening, but we do have some issues to basically start off with. And one of them I'd like to talk about is religious tolerance. Here at NLA, we don't discourage people from being with us, no matter what religion they're from. Some people, you know, today the parties, for instance, the political pressures are really pinning the people against a particular religion, and they're bringing a lot of hatred. It's surprising that we don't realize how much they're driving this, and yet they create these hate crimes, but at the same time they drive forward these ideas of religious hatred for people because of their beliefs. Some people have strange religions that we may perceive as strange, things we're not used to, things we've never seen. And it's not our business what it is that people believe. That's their business. And, Christianity, this country was found on Christianity. And I'm trying to remember who it was that said this, but it could have been Benjamin Franklin. It could have been I just don't remember, but someone said that the reason why Christianity is man's best friend and why it works is because it's tolerant. They have tolerance. Now, it is true that in history you can look back and see a lot of bad things that have happened in the name of Christ. These people were not Christians. They had nothing to do with this. And they just do horrible things. And it's the same thing with other religions. When they get a bad name, when things go bad and people do horrible things and they claim that they're doing it in the name of God, obviously they're not doing this in the name of God. They're just using religion. They're hijacking it. So anyway, I just want to encourage people to be more tolerable of people and their beliefs. It's none of our business. We should share with them and work together and come together to do what we have to do here at National Liberty Alliance is to save the nation. And that's where our focus should be. And I think if we're tolerant with each other and work together, I think we could maybe encourage them to see our side or the opposite of that. So anyway, I want to bring that up because there were some things happened over the past few days and turned out to be pretty good, but a lot of people were disturbed because the people that did it were different than us. So, okay, let's see. I have a note here about email. I don't remember what that was going to be about, but maybe I'll remember and I'll talk about that later. But I want to talk about the NLA plan. National Liberty Alliance, we started about a year and a half ago, in that year and a half, we became, because we were at the beginning, we were New York Liberty Alliance. Then we became National Liberty Alliance. And I remember when, we were just working in New York State. And as time has gone on, I think it was in August of this year, we finalized the last state by constituting them by bringing into every county or announcing in every county the return to natural law or common law to bring back the common law grand jury. And so we've done a lot of work and we've got it done quite quickly, as a matter of fact. I was hoping to do it quicker, but I look back and, of course, it's not possible. We have accomplished a presence in every state, and we're working on a presence, of course, in every county in order to bring back the common law. And we do have a plan, and our plan is clearly written up on our website. We have pages where we have papers that we have written. We have what's the other thing we have up on under the welcome? Let me take a look real quick. Mission statement. Okay. Now, in order to get to where we want to get to, we want to get to the place where we can develop 4 administrators in every county across the nation. And we have 3,333 counties. It's actually more than that. We've got about 12 counties missing, and most of them is up in Alaska. It's just that nobody lives there. But there are areas that are broken up, and maybe 2 or 3 people live there. But anyway, so it's 3,133 counties. And so our plan is really to get 4 people in every county. Those 4 people, we are praying that we're doing our job and really are going to build principle in those 4 people because we have to be led by principle. We are a nation led by God. And in order to be led by God correctly, we can't have a man step up and be a priest to us or a prophet and tell us what God thinks. You know, God speaks to us in the heart. He speaks to us through his word. And we know that we're doing right or wrong depending on how we go forward under principle. And so we here at National Liberty Alliance developed 3 principles, sense of honor, sense of justice, and a sense of mercy. And upon those 3 principles, we've theorized, and looks pretty clear to me, everything is built, morality. If you're honorable, if you're merciful, and if you're just, I mean, everything is built upon those things. That's the foundation of that doing that which is right. And any decision anybody makes under any circumstances, if they consider honor, that they want to be honorable in their decision making, if they consider that they want to be just, and they really truly consider being just, they're looking for the wrongdoing and they're trying to figure out how can we fix the person who was damaged. And if you also consider mercy, you know, does this individual deserve mercy? Should we overlook certain situations and be lenient, or maybe we'd come to the realization, hey, if I was in that position, I would do the same thing. Yeah, the person did wrong, but hey, there was extenuating circumstances. And this is what we're here to do, is to judge these kind of things. Not necessarily us, particularly once we get into place, because we're going to be the administrators. And each grand jury will be refreshed every week or two or so, and each jury will be refreshed after they finish their trial, then they're dismissed. So these people don't stay in power. But the administrators, they have to teach these people the principles. And if they're not acting under these principles themselves, obviously, they can't teach them. So we have to act under these principles. We have to teach these principles so that justice truly does return to our courts. And one of the interesting thing about principles and light, the truth, is that you don't have to really create rules, you don't have to create laws, you don't have to create regulations, you don't have to make a plan, you don't have to get a board, you don't have to have a group of people trying to decide things and then you go forward with that. No, principles are very simple. Follow the principles, and you'll make the right decision every time. And whatever's happening in that county, if they're doing that and you're doing that in this county, you're both doing the same thing. And you don't need a man to lead you. You don't need a board to lead you. You don't need anyone to lead you. You need only your principles. Now, since we've started National Liberty Alliance, I have been moved in many different ways from many different people. People have called me from people who you might know, people who you wouldn't know, and trying to convince me to go this way, to go that way, to do this and to do that. And I've always made my decisions on the principle. And some people are just impatient. They want to get to a certain point. They want to get there quickly. And I want to get to the same place. It's just that we have two different ways to get there. One is to do that which is expedient and set aside principles. And the other one is to make sure you execute and exercise the principles to get to that place. And that takes longer. And there's just no way to get beyond it if you're going to maintain the principles. You can't compromise principles. So, there have been situations where people have gotten angry with me and then all of a sudden they're bad-mouthing me. At first I'm doing a great job. They pat me on the back. They're getting close to me. But then they find out I'm not going to go along with their plan because I'm not going to compromise principle. And so people in the past, have sort of broken away from me and said not so nice things. And I just ignore it because I found when I make the argument with them, it only helps to get more light on them. And if I just ignore it, it goes away. And so that's why, we have not made quick moves in certain places. We're taking our time because we have to fulfill the principles. We have to do certain things. You can't go from A to Z without hitting B, A, B, C, D, E, F, G all the way through. You have to hit each point along the line. And then you could say you've done it honorably. Then you said we've exhausted every way. Then you could say we've tried to talk to you in every way we could, and it's all on the record. And so, the end results we agree upon, it's the way, how do we get there? And so some of these people, have left a while ago because we just didn't want to move quickly. They've asked me to resign. They think that someone else is better for the job. I did a good job to get us to this point. Now we need a different kind of leader. And that's been asked of me numerous times. Well, I wouldn't say numerous times, but on two different occasions. And just recently it's been asked again. It's time for John Durash to step aside. It's time for a different kind of leader because he'd done all he could. That's how one person put it a while back. And and it's time for to do something more aggressively, or to do it differently. And but I've stood on principles, and that's what we've got in NLA is principles. I don't just think or believe. I know that if we act on that which is expedient and ignore the principles to get to where we want to go to, we will not be successful. We will be cursed. I'm absolutely convinced of that. I know. That's a knowledge I have. I know that that's true. So the principles is the way we're going to go. We're going to take our time. We're going to do what we have to do. We wrote a paper that we'd love to serve tomorrow, next week sometime. But after giving it thought and, you know, brainstorming it and putting more and more time into that paper, we come to realize we're not ready for that paper. So maybe we'll be ready for that paper in January. Certainly we're not going to be ready for that paper this month. And I don't think we're going to be ready for that paper next month. But maybe we will. I don't know. There are things that have to be done before we go that route. And I can't get into details of the subject matter of that particular paper because obviously that would be letting the enemy know exactly what you're doing, and it just is not wise, obviously. So we're going to take our time, and we're going to continue. We do have a really good plan. Now, there are other people who think there's a better plan. They think there's a better way. And we listen from time to time. Anybody who's been here long enough realizes we've made some adjustments along the way. We've changed our course along the way a little bit. We didn't compromise principles. We didn't take our eye off the prize. We knew the things, the line of movement we had to do, the process, the procedure that we had to do. But sometimes you make sort of you go around a left-handed curve or a right-handed curve, or you turn a corner to go around a block to get back on the road to go detour here or there because there are roadblocks or something. And so we try to make those decisions, of course, keeping our eye on the goal. And the goal that we have is to save the Republic. There are some people that are very, very anxious to get out there and do cases and hear cases and write papers and do things. And I'd like to tell you that most of these people don't know how to write. They don't understand how the courts really work to even make those writings yet. But the problem is it will be like the dog with the bone in the mouth looking into the water, seeing the other dog with the bone, and go for that bone and you lose everything. Because that's exactly what it is. We can't do that. We cannot save the Republic and go off and do other things. But we have made a decision, and this is made on early on, that we would do papers and indictments, because this is how we're going to get into the courts, and indictments on people who got in the way of us to get into the courts. And we also have a plan that we're not going to, once we get into the courts, the first 30 days is going to be focused in on dealing with securing the nation. We secure the nation by securing our counties and our states. And once we've accomplished that, everybody working in their own states, then we've secured the nation. Then we can hear people's cases. I know heart-wrenching stories. I've heard over the year and a half that I've been involved with this, stories that just you just want to cry. Most of them, the worst are the ones where they take the children away from their parents and they never see them again. These are the most heart-wrenching of the cases. So I know why people want to do it. They want to go off and do a few things here and there. But I'm telling you, you can't do it. Anybody thinking they're going to write papers to go off to do things, you're creating problems for the whole nation, ultimately. You're taking us off track, and then everybody will be doing that, and we won't get to where we're going. Either, you know, we can do those things, but we will lose the nation, because we don't have the time to waste, not one second. There are things I want to do right now. I want to do them right now, and these are the things that I think will really put us into the court. But if I did, I'd be compromising principles. It's just not ready. So The other thing is again, there are some people that just think that I should leave for whatever reasons, you know. Not a lot, but there are a few. And they are making a lot of noise. We tried to really take care of things very, very carefully and quietly on the one hand and be as righteous as we can. But they just don't want to go along with the NLA plan. They have another plan. And so if people have another plan, they can do that. They're free to do that. But NLA has a plan, and people have joined NLA because of the plan. People, you know, and we must be doing something right. We are probably one of the fastest growing liberty groups out there. We're stable. We don't have, attrition. We're always adding on. Our website is going through the stratosphere. We've really, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, we've got a lot of people working, getting the word out. We did the Quo Wanto. That has gotten us a lot of mileage, got a lot of people here. And so it really has pushed our people, visitors to the site, really up there in the stratosphere. So we are moving very, very quickly in that direction, and yet not too fast. We wanted to grow quicker when we were younger, but I always knew, that if you grow too quick, you lose control of things and you can't maintain, the focus. You can't maintain the integrity, the principles. So anyway, people who want to do something else, they're welcome to do it, but NLA isn't doing it. NLA is not going to go along with other people in other states that want to go forward in a different direction, which is destructive to the plan that we have, or compromises principles, or opens the door to 50 states doing 50 things. Either we are the unified United States Common Law Grand Jury, or we are not the unified United States Common Law Grand Jury. So NLA has a plan. We're going to stick to it. And if anybody doesn't like the plan, they're welcome to bring up those ideas in the call. That's why we have a call every Monday to discuss those things, to keep people up to date, let people know about the new things and the things coming up, and to organize and to educate and to get everybody on board on the same page with the same focus, doing the same thing. And so this is the plan we have. And if anybody has ideas, they can bring them up. And like I said, we'll consider it. We've made changes, but we do have a focus, and we're going to go forward with that. We would be unstable if we changed like the weather from week to week, if everyone went a different direction. We wouldn't accomplish the goals we want to accomplish. But if people really, really just don't like our plan and think we have to do something differently, they are free to go and start their own group and take do a different approach. Maybe their approach is better than ours. Maybe they can grow quicker than we are. Maybe they can accomplish the goal before us. I'm good with that. My only desire is to really, and the desire of everybody here that's joined National Liberty Alliance, I believe, is to save the nation. That's the desire. But the question is how to do it. So if people have other ideas, they can do it. But we do have people that, are in leadership roles in a few states. Not many. Thank God this isn't a nationwide problem, but it is a problem in a few states where they want to discuss different things that we teach is not important and we don't want people to get lost in. For instance, we don't want them to get lost in the fiction. We don't want people to acknowledge the fiction. If you walk into a court and you say, "I'm a man from the soil, and I'm born of the flesh, and I'm all these different things that make me the natural person," once you're doing that, why are you telling these people that? People don't talk like that. Why are you telling these people that? Well, you're telling these people that because you're giving them power. You're giving them authority. Their fraud, you're making okay. You're saying it's okay with your fraud. I get you. I understand your fraud. And that you control things, and it's okay, but I'm doing this, and therefore you can't do nothing to me. They laugh at you for that. People don't get through the system that way. 20 years ago or so, when people started this kind of thing, maybe 30 years, I don't know, 20 years, maybe it worked a little bit because they didn't know how to handle that. but they've developed a strategy. Trust me, they developed a strategy. They're going to steamroll you. And the people are so lost in these things, you know, to respond to all of this fictional stuff, they're so lost in that they don't see their way to get out. Our strategy is different. They're a fraud. We're not going to recognize the fraud by kowtowing to saying we're the people of the flesh. We're not going to give them authority. We're not going to give them reality. They are a fiction. And we're not going to give them any reality. And we're going to call the fraud the fraud. They can't handle that. They have no strategy against that. And of course, you know, if you're going through the courts, you got to move your own case. You can't let them move you. I mean, we made the mistake ourselves of allowing them to move the case. And we kept going back saying the same thing and the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. And they were trying to figure out, how do we stop these people? How do we stop these people? How do we stop these people? And they put it off for another month, and they put it off for another month. And eventually they make the move, and they steamroll. And then you found that you waited too long, and you're kind of stuck, and you're trying to get out. Well, the strategy really is move swiftly. Move fast. Keep them on their toes, that they can't keep up with you. And you know, we've taught a certain strategy, but we're not going to teach that tonight. But that's the point, you know, is you want to... just call the fiction for what it is. It's a fraud. Move on. And when you establish the fact that you're not, that they have hijacked you into foreign jurisdictions, you put it onto the record. You go home. You write a bill of error, a writ of error. You overturn the judge's decision. After all, he can't make a judge in your court. You're in a court of record. There is no judge. There's only the tribunal. And the tribunal is the people. And until that jury comes in play, you are the people of that court. So you can write him a writ of error, you can overturn his decision, and then you can, the next move is you file a case against all of the officers of that court. You've now removed them from the authority and the power to rule over you, and you get a new group of people that come in. But you have to do it swiftly. If you take 6 months to try to do it, you'll fail. You have to do it swiftly. So that's the strategy if you're working in court. With what we're doing, we're not asking them anything. We're not filing papers that are actions in the sense that we want them to do something, in, you know, because we're at their, whim and caprice. No, we're going in there and we're ordering and we're telling them. We're coming in with authority and we're telling them that this is what they have to do because this is the law, and we, the people, are above the Constitution. And they, the servants, are under the Constitution and have to obey the Constitution. And so that's our position, and that's our move to the courts. And that's why they can't do anything. We file the papers. We'll get a couple of papers back, you know, from a court here or a court there. They'll say, well, we have to fill out some forms, or they don't understand the case, what you're talking about. They have no people called the grand common law grand jury cases going on. And they play dumb. They know what's going on. But that's okay. We let them play dumb. They just told us who they are. We know who they are, and we'll deal with them later. But generally speaking, you know, our papers are going in, whether they're actually in a permanent file. They're sitting on the side, at least. Well, they're in the file, let's put it that way. They are in the office, they're in the file, they're just not acting upon it. But they don't know what to do. But they also know the longer they wait to act upon it, the more problems that they're going to have in violating of law. Because the law is straightforward. There's a procedure and a process of every court in the nation. They all have the same process. And when you file a paper, it must go forward and move through the system. There is a judicial process, and it's never broken. Until now. And of course they've expunged papers, so I guess they have been breaking them anyway, but right now they don't know what to do. So anyway, we're going forward, and anybody in NLA that doesn't agree with the plan, we appreciate that people think differently, and you can go do another plan someplace else. But if you like what we're doing, then you'll stick with us, and that'll be that. Let's see. We do have infiltrators in our program. Hang on a second. Gerard, am I coming through or have I been disconnected?
I hear you.
It looks like I'm in here.
No, you're coming through.
Okay, is Rick still here? It looks like he's trying to call me, but if I answer him, I'll drop this call. So, all right, well, I'm just going to continue. Infiltrators, we do have infiltrators, people who really are taking advantage of disagreements in the way we go. One individual who I've seen really is just taking advantage and just assaulting of the fact that we have disagreements amongst ourselves within NLA. And we have to recognize this. We have to identify them. And we have to ask them, you know, to stop. Of course, they're not going to. And then we're just going to have to remove them if they're just going to attack. Thankfully, we don't have that many people who are attacking us. But we do have a few, and they're out there. I'm not going to name names or tell you what states they're in or where it's going on, but some people are aware of what I'm talking about because they're seeing it. And so we'll just deal with them as best we can. We will have people who want to take over National Liberty Alliance and change the direction. We are a huge problem to the quote-unquote establishment. These people see us coming, I think, right now, and they fear us. And they should, because we're the people. And they're doing evil things. We see it, and we want to fix it. And so they'll do anything to stop us. And what better way to stop us than to change directions, to have us go in a different direction? We've had people, there was a guy early on wanted to connect with us. He was building grand juries. He was building one big grand jury, United States grand jury, a national grand jury. And he saw us, and he wanted to connect with us because he saw we were moving. We had a plan. We had a membership. We were focusing and working in all of the states. He saw the structure. I presume that's why he wanted to connect with us. And he was trying to connect up with the sheriffs. And the sheriffs, even they didn't want to get into his plan. We didn't want to get into his plan. And I told them that, hey, look, you got the right intention. I wish you luck with it. And I hope you succeed, because if he succeeds for himself, he's going to succeed for all of us. If he can get into the system and put these people, you know, under justice. But he did everything he could to try to get us to go along. And I told him we're not a group. I don't make the decisions to take people any place. We're just a facilitator. We are facilitating knowledge, an education. Communications, organization, and we are setting up leadership roles for the purpose of organizing. That's why we call county organizers organizers. Yes, they're a leader now, and they are leaders. They're leading the people in their county to come together, to get in, to get involved. They're executing or exercising the plan. Then we have state coordinators, okay? They're coordinators. They're to coordinate all of the organizers in the state. And yes, they are leaders in the sense that they're leading the organizers to a place to have a meeting, to do things, to be active, to work together, to execute the plan, to get the knowledge, and so on and so forth. And so we do have that structure, and we are moving in that direction of that structure for now. But once we get the people into power, that structure is no longer necessary. That goes away. It's gone. It's not a permanent position. The position is in the grassroots in your county, being one of those four administrators. And if those positions are filled and you really want to get involved, you can go to the county next door, because you don't have to live in the county you work in. But the thing is that that's what we're doing. We're trying to empower people. So this guy, he was trying to get us into what he was doing, and he didn't want to hear what I was telling him, and so on and so forth. But I told him he was really going down a rocky road, and he might end up in jail. And he's in jail right now. They did arrest him. There were things that happened in Maine with an individual, and I knew immediately, and it was being connected with us. I knew immediately that was subversion. Okay, that's what they're going to call it. No doubt. It was the definition of subversion, and it was connected with us, and we had to make sure that we separated ourselves and we were not involved with them. And, you know, we even put a paper up there on our website up on the top right, disclaiming the things that he's doing. It's not us. We're not doing that. We had another individual down south going on in our name and went into another state and was really going in after judges and threatening with liens and doing the commercial stuff, and we told him not to do it. We asked him, if you're going to do it, you know, if we get a can't stop, just don't use our name. We're not connected to that. And as a matter of fact, he told me he wouldn't do that, but he did it anyway. So he has no principles. We had to put another disclaimer up there for that individual. Both of those individuals, I don't know if they're in jail or not yet, but I'm sure they're close to it. But because that's not the route we're going. There was a group in Michigan. Michigan. There was a group in Michigan. We became aware of very early on. They were doing things for 2 years. They had grand juries going in Michigan, I think in 11 or 12 different locations. They didn't divide them up by counties. They divided up some other way. And early on, they were visited by the, I don't know, was the marshals or the FBI, but the feds came out. And they told them that if you place a lien, you can do whatever you want, but don't you dare place a lien on the judge. And so they were thoroughly threatened, and they didn't do that. They have not placed liens on judges, but they're not getting anywhere. They're not going nowhere. And they've been doing that. They've been organized for 2 years now. They've been writing bills, but nothing's going on. And they don't really have a plan to get in. Now this is their third year in a row. They've now been in power over 3 years. But one of the problems is what they're doing is actually a wrongdoing, because they're a sitting grand jury for 3 years, and it's a power that they maintain, and it just continue to hold that power. But people can't do that. We can't do that. We can't build a grand jury in a county and expect it to run for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, because we become them. We become the tyrants.
Hey,
we
John,
become the power. Yeah.
Rick said he was muted. What's he coming in as? Don Juan Draw? I just unmuted Don Juan Draw. Rick, if you can talk, go ahead and talk. Let me see if I fixed it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Okay. So, all right.
Yeah, he was. We didn't recognize, Kathleen didn't recognize that name, I think, and she muted him, I think, a week or so ago also. So, yeah, you could see the yellow phones there, those yellow phones and those little eyeballs there, whatever,
story.
Footballs. Yeah, I know.
She doesn't like
well, anyway.
Is she anti-Christian or what?
Yeah, yeah. We got the mark next
no,
to
No, I'm
name.
Just kidding.
It was probably me with my fat fingers going through here. Don't blame it on Kathy.
Yeah,
blame
if you see
it on
the
me.
Yellow phone there, that's he's coming in as a moderator.
Right,
so
right.
He's coming under another
mother,
name. He's got that phone.
The mother of the victim in this case, the jury's out. They voted not to file charges, not enough evidence. It looks like Woodstock down there right now. Cops everywhere, National Guard on standby. So, the family had asked for 5 minutes of prayer and silence after the verdict came out. And if you'd like to say a few words, John, and then we can play that mellow song, Prayer for America, and just pray for peace chaos doesn't erupt out of all of this.
Yeah,
because we have
past.
Been warned all week by the FBI that there would be provocateurs in the crowds in 83 cities. So I think I'd like to honor the victim.
Yeah, Rick. Yeah, let's wait till I get through what we're doing here, and then we'll maybe play a song or something. But I got to be honest with you. I'm aware of the case, but I have not followed it, so I don't know any of the details. And often, you know, we can't second-guess the jury. And so the grand jury comes in, they make a decision. We have to honor that. Even though it's a puppet grand jury, there's nothing we can do about that. I would not doubt that they threw the case off. The prosecutor can make the case go or not go. He's got that power and authority over every grand jury. He just controls them totally, just like the judge controls the trial jury totally. And it's very rare where they lose control and then they get results that they didn't really want. So,
except,
I can see how they could be that. But I really don't know the truth on that. I don't know. Is there video out there?
In a big case like this, they have a harder time controlling those juries.
Uh-huh.
Because the jury is more apt to vote its heart. So, I'm just saying.
Is there videos out there that are being shown that what this cop did? I mean, I'm more apt these days that the cop did the wrong thing because I see it all the time. So, there's the probability that he did do the wrong thing. But I don't know. But anyway, let me finish up and then we'll take a break and you can play something and then we'll get back. But let me just finish off with this. I'm trying to remember where exactly I was. But anyway, we have done everything we can to do everything lawfully, okay? And we haven't gone on into their world of fiction. But we haven't given them any jurisdiction by acknowledging their fiction, given them any authority. And that's the path we're going to stay on. And it is sometimes difficult to see, exactly how to respond. We have to respond to these people the right way. We have to talk to these people the right way. We have to talk to them with authority. And we're not asking for anything ever. We're telling them. And that's the way NLA is going forward with. So anyway, we've had a lot of people over the year and a half that want to take NLA a different direction. We have not yielded to them. We have the NLA plan. We're going to execute the NLA plan. And we're going to be successful with our plan. And success is people getting into the courthouses and administrating to the juries and the grand juries and bringing their counties back under common law and therefore their states and therefore the nation. That's the plan that we have, that's our focus, that's our goal, and our plan is taking us to that place. So, again, anybody who has another plan, they're welcome to execute it, go execute it, but certainly they shouldn't come here and try to cause chaos and maybe get people to choose sides and then, rob the membership. They just need to just go do their plan if they really feel that something else is going on. We know a lot of other leaders doing some things close to. We know one leader particularly doing things very close to what we're doing, but it's a different way. We don't believe it's going to work, but he does. But we support him, and maybe he can be successful and he'll succeed and we'll all benefit from that. So. Okay, I guess that's about it. I'm going to pass it over to you, Rick, if you want to put something on for a few minutes, and then we'll come back.
country. And for friends and family, mourning in their ignorance, while staying safe within a dream. I will fight for freedom.
Okay, I'm back. All right, we'll open now to questions and comments. So I'm coming through here, ain't I? Testing 1, 2. Gerard,
loud
can you
and
hear
clear.
Me?
Yeah, you're there. Yeah.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
All right, let's take our first question. Max from Colorado, how you doing?
Hi, John. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
Couple things. I received a survey from Tea Party Patriots wanting to know if I supported doing a rally in D.C. to protest amnesty. And I answered no, and I put in the comments section something I would like to read, if that would be okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I wrote, I asked them to please read my comments, and then I said, we have protested, signed petitions, written to Congress, tried to change the Republican Party, and even recalled some politicians. Has anything changed? No. Most of our public servants violate their oath of office daily. This makes them criminals and traitors. You put criminals in jail, you don't try to elect more criminals to replace them. We run around with all of our groups fighting gun laws, Agenda 21, Common Core, Obamacare, etc., and we aren't dealing with the root of the problem, which is lawlessness by our public servants. Our servants have become our masters. So how do we, the people, stand against these tyrants? The answer is the jury box, not the ballot box. The answer is to reestablish the grand jury in every county in America that operates under common law and is administered by the people, not by the judicial branch of the government. In U.S. versus Williams, 1992, Justice Antonin Scalia wrote, rooted in long centuries of Anglo-American history, the grand jury is mentioned in the Bill of Rights, but not in the body of the Constitution. It has not been textually assigned, therefore, to any branches described in the first three articles. It is a constitutional fixture in its own right. In fact, the whole theory of its function is that it belongs to no branch of the institutional government, serving as a kind of buffer or referee between the government and the people. So if it is not assigned to any of the three branches of government, they have been operating the grand juries fraudulently. National Liberty Alliance has formed a network in all 50 states of patriots who have sworn to put an end to this tyranny. Over the last year, we have created lawful documents to set up the administration of the common law grand jury in all 3,133 counties in America. The paperwork is ready to go, and the courts have been refusing to file our documents. This is a felony. We even have proof that judges conspiring to prevent county clerks from filing our papers. This falls under RICO. We have the law on our side. We now need to get the word out to the liberty groups and need help to apply the pressure needed to gain our rightful access to the courts. The common law grand jury can indict any public servants, including judges, who operate outside their oath of office. We can remove the root of this lawlessness. Here's our website, www.nationalliberty.org. Please assign someone in Tea Party Patriots to contact me to discuss this effort. Regards, Max Brewster, President, 912 Project, County Organizer for NLA, Adams County, Colorado.
I think we need a standing ovation on that one. That was good.
Yeah,
that was very good.
I hit all the points. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, you should write that up. Maybe you got a copy already. Go cut, paste it, and give it to Sheila, who's handling the media campaign.
That would look good on our site or on the back of a t-shirt in small letters, and on the front it says nationallibertyalliance.org, jakeandwakeradio.com on the front in bold letters, but on the back, so if, like, someone's standing behind you at a bus stop, they read the whole explanation of...
Well, we'd
like
have to
that.
Shorten
it
a little
good.
Bit, though.
Well,
very good. Tie yourself on the back.
I mentioned to Sheila that I came up with this slogan. I sent it to her, the jury box, not the ballot box, and then have National Liberty Alliance underneath it.
That's good. The jury box trumps the ballot box.
Something like that, that's
very good, yeah. By the way, the efforts that the people that are really pushing this media campaign, their efforts are really paying off. I mean, again, you know, we're growing like crazy here. So.
Yeah, I'm part of that group, John. Anyway, and I go to those meetings. But what I did was I put this into – I've been putting it all over the Liberty Group's Facebook pages. I've been posting it every place I possibly can. I even put it on our NLA Facebook page, I think. I CC'd you and Gary Jolly on that email. Of course, it had my phone number in there, so if you forward that, please take my phone number out, because on this one I didn't put my phone number.
Okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to read that because...
Not the jury box. The cartridge box comes next.
I just hope it gets to them and they don't see, they don't want it. If it's a no, it gets thrown in the trash. We will see. Now, the other thing is, I did have a question. I noticed that Roger Dowdle's video is not on NLA anymore. Is there, should we use that at all anymore? Why was it
taken
down?
Well, yeah, no, you can use it. Look at that video. Okay. It had errors in it. I, over time, have corrected those errors to him, and I don't know what he's done with that or not, but he hasn't changed his positions towards that. And and he's taking Florida to a different direction, so there's going to be a riff in Florida probably. There's about 20 people, maybe less, but there are about 20 people who think that that the leadership on NLA needs to change. So, you know, I think they may leave us. I don't know what they're going to do. They just don't care for the plan that we have. They want something else. And I don't even really know what their something else is.
All right. Well,
but Rod, you know, they're just going a different direction. So yeah, but that he's still, it's still a good speech, you know.
I think I moved
all the videos off of the front page and moved them back over into the. I don't think I put Rogers up there, but I think, you know, Reagan had one up there. I think I moved his over to the media page. Gerard had quite a few. And I think they always been over the media page. I'm trying to make the front page a little less overwhelming, so that the people go through at least the two first videos, and we're going to have a third video going up very soon, and then a fourth video going up very soon concerning the papers we write. I think we got a lot of mileage out of reading the Quo Vanto on YouTube. So we're going to go back, and I reread the first paper we filed in September, and people really didn't pick up on it as heavily as it should have been. We didn't use that to catapult ourselves out. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to read that paper, and we're going to post it that reading underneath the other one on our front page. So there'll be three videos there, and. A matter of fact, that paper is a lot stronger than I realized also. It says a lot of very powerful things in it. So what we're going to do is the next paperwork that we're working on is going to be for all the states to send out that paper. And we're going to get into that discussion. As a matter of fact, after I finish talking with you, I think I'm going to talk about that for a little bit. But that's going to be the next thing because, again, it's a pretty powerful paper. And if we can get the same people that picked up the Quo Vanto and ran with it, and we've been posted everywhere with that, I'm sure they're kind of watching out for other things we're coming out with, and when we send that one out, it's going to keep that momentum going, and that'll sort of push us some more, and then we'll get the next one coming out on the third paper we're filing, which will be, it might very well be in December. I don't know. December is not a good time to file a paper because it's Christmas. And on the one hand, people aren't paying attention. So maybe, the next paper we'll file will be in January. But more than that, there are things we have to do. The Quo Vanto, we have not got enough mileage out of it. There's still a lot more to get out of that. We want to take the Quo Vanto, and we want all the states. We're working on the list right now, which as soon as we get them done, we'll post them up. We want to get them to every sheriff in America, the Quo Vanto. We want to get it to every elected official as far as, let's say, our congressmen and our U.S. senators. We want to get it to our assemblymen in our state and our state senators. We want to get it to our governors. We want to get it to our sheriffs. I mentioned them. And I'm trying to think if there's anyone else that we need to really kind of make a project out of getting it to them. But, of course, any elected official, people can go beyond this and send it out to other elected officials. Oh, yeah, we want to get it out to all of the state judges. Now, every county has one elected judge for the state. You might find two or three judges in your county, but really they're either acting judges or they are judges that are coming in from another county. Maybe they work in two counties because there's not that much work in one county or whatever the case may be. And they're constantly moving into other counties because if a judge is removed from a case for whatever reason, maybe he recuses himself or something, then another judge from the county over may come over to hear the case and continue that case. But in every county, there's one elected judge, or there should be. And that's the guy we want to get the paper to. And we also want to file it in every state court, in every county. So, for instance, New York has 62 counties. So we have 62 elected judges, and we have 62 counties to file it. And so that's what we need to do. Now, with this with this 2 cent thing per half ounce mailing, it really makes it affordable. Let's say it costs 15 cents, 0.15, with the tone of the paper, the envelope, and 6 cents or 8 cents in stamps. Let's say it costs 15 cents to create a paper and mail it out. And if we're doing 100 of them, okay, so that's only $15, and we can all afford that. So we can do huge campaigns through the mail to get the word out. It is extremely important that we get the Quo Vanto into all of our elected officials' hands and filed in every court, both state and federal. And this is where we have to finish up with before we move to the next paper. Okay. Meanwhile, we also want to refile. The Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury filed the information that we did in September. And that's the one that cost us like $6,000 to do because we had to have all the printing done. We had to pay full postage. I mean, it cost us a lot of money. But anyway, we got it out and went to every federal judge and it went to every federal courthouse. So we've already done it from that end. we need every state, all 50 states, to follow up on that. And by the other 50 states following up on that, that gives us the opportunity to make a video, and that's the next video to push out there. Meanwhile, we'll make a third video for the next one, and I think by January 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, you know, obviously the 1st is a holiday, but by the first week of January, I think we'll be ready to file that next paper. And, you know, I want to tell you, it is happening. It is happening. On Friday afternoon, okay, I don't know if everybody knows this. On Friday afternoon, Rod Class was released from prison. On Friday afternoon, Chris Walker out in Oregon was released from prison. I don't find that to be a coincidence. Only 5 days or so, or 6 days, or whatever, a week earlier, we had come to a meeting and decided that we were going to do writs of habeas corpus for both of them. And we do know that the enemy was in there. We had lawyers in our meeting. We know that. We know who they are, too. And so they were in our meeting, and I'm sure they're communicating. We are the government has taken notice of us. We've had the marshals visit someone out in Texas, and that went well. Went okay. They walked away, and we're not sure whether they were state marshals or federal marshals. But in any event, I'm sure the judges sent them out to take a look on a fishing expedition. But there's nothing they can do because we're completely within the law. After all, we're doing what we're doing in an open. We're filing papers. We're giving them to everybody, okay? And so I don't think this is a coincidence. It could be a coincidence. We don't really know why they let them go, but they've been let go. And only a week earlier, we were talking about the paperwork, and I don't think they want any more of our paperwork. They're having a tough time dealing with the paperwork we've already put in. We put two papers in. They haven't answered any of them. They know they need to. They understand what it means not to answer. And they know now we're not quitting. They know now we are in every state. They know we have a presence in every single state. They know we're not just a few people out of New York. I think our papers are extremely powerful. They're right to the point. They draw the line in the sand. They get right to the point. They make it clear. It exposes the fraud. Every paper we write exposes the fraud. This is like pounding nails into their head. I mean, it's just they can't take this. They really cannot take it. People really need to understand the pressure that these people are under and how it is that we're looking to get into the courts. You know, it's all people power. More and more people piling in and getting the word out and supporting what we're doing in order to get the people into the power and to expose these people, this is what's going to work. And I truly believe that it's going to be the January paper that's going to take this thing right over the top. Of course, I could be wrong, but I really do think this is it. When we do it, you're going to see, and you might agree. But the key thing to get us there is to get this paper everywhere, the quo warranto everywhere, and that other information everywhere. So we will be discussing this later in the week, and laying out the plan and all of the, you know, necessary how we're going to do this, and where the people will be able to download their state paper, and give them all the instructions and give them all the labels laid out. All they have to do is print the labels out. We're going to set that all up. And then they'll be able to run with it. So, anyway, anything else?
So you wouldn't have issue if, you know, back to Roger's video. The reason I've been
people could use that video to
yeah. And
there's
the reason
nothing
is
wrong with that.
Right. The reason is it appeals to the liberty groups, especially. Because of the way it's presented, and it is presented at a Tea Party meeting, so that's all my concern was. Right. I want to, you know, because once they go to NLA, we can correct any errors there and any thinking. It's just kind of a hook, you know, to get them interested.
Right.
So, anyway, so yeah, that was
yeah,
my concern.
Yeah, look, when you run it through, you know, brainstorming with the group over there with Sheila. Pretty much anything you come up with, you know, Sheila and many others, they know what the plan is, and they know, you know, where the lines are drawn, and, you know, make sure we don't get ourselves in trouble. And if there's any question about it, they can always call Gerard or they can call me. Sheila knows that, to make sure, hey, you think it's okay to say this or to say that. We do have to be careful what we say, because we don't want to threaten anybody.
Exactly.
We don't want to tell people, well, we're going to have them indicted. We can't indict anybody. I can't indict anyone. You can't indict anyone. We can bring it to the grand jury for indict. We are sitting on a grand jury, every one of us that are involved in making these decisions. We are actively sitting on a grand jury, and the grand jury we're sitting on is the one to try to get us into power to make them obey the law. And so we can bring the issue to the grand jury, but the grand jury has to indict. I can't say that they're going to be indicted before you bring it to the grand jury. We'd sound just like them. So things like that, we have to be very careful in how we speak. We don't want to threaten anybody. We don't want to do anything that gives the fiction any authority. When the fiction comes up, we want to call it for what it is, a fraud, and that's it. So, but...
Well.
We got a lot of stuff over there that we can really work with, a lot of brainstorming going on, and I'm sure a lot of new things are coming up. Laura sent me a flyer I just got today. Really, really nice. I'm going to copy that flyer and put it up on the website for people who might want to copy the flyer. Very well done, very professional, a good stock paper and color, and really, really nice. The best that National Liberty Alliance has.
And, John, that's why in my letter to Tea Party Patriots, I said the common law grand jury can indict. I didn't say we're going to indict.
Right, exactly.
That's
yes, I heard you. Yeah.
Yeah, and so the point is, I was thinking maybe even a short video reading this letter might
mm-hmm. That'd be a great idea. Absolutely.
Well, I'll talk to Sheila about it.
Yeah. That's okay. A great idea. I think YouTube is a really good way to go. It gets a lot of attention. And a lot of groups are picking up on it and running with it and then taking pieces out of it and doing their own thing. So, hey, it's great.
Okay, well, John, that's all I got tonight.
All right. Before I move to the next call, I remember now why I had a note for email. We do have some email abuse, and people may not realize it's abuse, but we want to be very careful. Those leaders that have access to the email, the only thing we want to email people is NLA business, which is the people's business, which is what we're doing, okay? We don't want to email information about, court cases. We don't want to email information about the commercial business. We don't want to email things outside of what we're doing. Look at if there's a great interview that took place within your state concerning NLA, or national, or someone on the national level, maybe in one of my interviews or something that some radio station picked up on, and you got that word out to the people, of course that's appropriate. So that's okay. But getting out other information outside of the business of common law grand jury business, we shouldn't be using that email. And people don't want a lot of email. There are people with access, you know, the national... coordinator Gary, he has access, or he may not have. Well, yeah, he does. He has access to all of the national mailing, and I spoke with him about we got to be careful. Once a week, send something out. Just when it's necessary. I try not to send out too much mail. Maybe a couple a week at most. Sometimes I'll go a couple of weeks without sending anything out. Now Sheila has access. Of course, to the group, but also she has access to the national. She doesn't have it yet, but she's going to have it soon. So she'll be able to send out email to everybody. So I told Sheila the same thing once we give her access. We can't have maybe once in a while you send out an email to get people, to invite them into the group, the media group. And there's one other person who's going to have national access, and that's Eric with the court observers. And he'll occasionally, I'll talk with him maybe once every 2 weeks or something. He'll send out an email, a national email to everybody, inviting them to become part of it and so on and so forth. In the beginning, we'll do a little bit of a campaign, and where we might send out maybe a couple of emails in the first week or two. But we don't want to abuse the email, And especially since in our case, on a national level, we got like five people that are going to be sending out email. We shouldn't be sending out maybe any more than 6 or 8 emails a month between us, roughly speaking. I might do just a little more as time goes on, just for the inviting them to everybody to the Monday night call. But I also tell everybody to keep it short. When I get a long email, I just don't read it. And I just don't have the time to read it. I just have so many emails to read, and I have other messages to get up on, and I got lots of phone calls and different things. So I'm busy, and everybody's busy. And a lot of people are getting a lot of email. And when you write something real long, most people don't read it. I certainly don't. I just don't have the time. And so you try to get to the point and keep it short. Now the state coordinators, they all have access. The state coordinators have access to the ability to email everybody in their state. So if you look to see what we're doing on a national level and they're getting 8 emails a month, and you guys shouldn't be sending out maybe no more than 1 email a week to your state. If it's necessary, you can put out an extra email. But generally speaking, again, we don't want to abuse it. This is not a place to create a platform to teach anything or anything like this. It's all to do the business. It's to be short to the point, you know, 2-3 sentences, 4 sentences maybe at most, a link or something if it's necessary, and or the phone numbers and the access number, whatever it is that you're doing, okay? But it's NLA business, focused on the point and not too often. Otherwise, people get frustrated. I've had a lot of people over the time, and, well, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but just from time to time I get people, hey, I want to be removed from the email list. I don't want to receive all this email. Now, I don't send out a lot of emails, so I don't even know why they'd be upset about getting email. But I refer them over to the removal page, and when they get there and they read the instructions, they then discover and they have a decision to make. In order to be removed from our email list, you got to remove yourself from our site, and that's the only way to get off of it. So on the one hand, since we require people to read our stuff, you know, because we're expecting people to be active. If they don't want to be active, then that's fine. That's their business. So if we're expecting people to receive the email, we don't want to abuse it. We don't want to give them long-winded letters, and we don't want to send them out 10 emails a day. You know, again, they shouldn't be receiving any more. Between all the players involved, the state coordinators within their state, and the national coordinators that have access to this, they shouldn't be receiving any more than maybe 3 or 4 a week. That's it. Maybe 5 at most, but they should be short. But 3 or 4, I think, is really should be. And nobody can complain about 3 or 4 emails, especially if they're short. And they're informative. They're focused, you know. Okay, let's go to the next caller, Jason from New Jersey. Go right ahead.
Hi, John. Jason from Jersey. Hey. I'm working with the committee. I volunteered to create a letter for Donald Trump. Basically, it's going to I'm going through the second editing with Kalima and Bill. And it's basically a model letter and a template, so it can take it out to be effective in 2 different effects. But it can be, I'll be sending it on to you to via your Skype, and I'll also be sending it on to Sheila's group, which I'm part of. And that's one thing. Now, you said that we're going to start doing the sending out letters to our different elected officials. You're putting up,
they're not letters. What we're sending them is we're copying them the quo warranto. We're copying mm-hmm. them copies of the information, and we'll be copying them copies of the next thing we're going to do, which I'm not even going to tell you what it's called, and I can't. I just can't tell you.
No, that's okay.
And we are, and you know, we do share. What we're doing here with when we write these papers, it's being shared with people, and we're getting their thoughts and opinions on it, and, you know, so it's not like we're doing it all completely alone, 1 or 2 people up here, you know. We try to get as many opinions on it as we can. But at the other hand, we don't want to get it out there into the public prematurely, so, you know, we're very careful because we want it to, go out when we want it to go out, not before. Otherwise, it doesn't have the power that we're expecting it to have.
Right.
Nor do we want them to have the ability to prepare for what we're doing. So, but anyway, go ahead.
But also, we're going to have, like when we sent out the Pawanto for the states, each state's going to have its own top letterhead, so then we can print out pages 2 to 14.
Right. It's going to be very, very simple. We are working on this right now, okay? Mm-hmm. We're listing out, for instance, all of the federal courts and judges, okay? And that'll be one download sheet. It'll be all in set up for labels. So you'll download labels, and then you'll print it off on your label sheet. But it'll be ready to print right off on your labels of all of those people on the federal level. Then we're going to do the same thing with the state level. We will list within there all of the state courts and all of the state judges, and we will put that into one download. Every state will have that list up there, so you'll go to federal judges and courts, you look for your state, you click on it, those are the labels. Sheriffs, you look for your state, you click on it, those are the labels for your sheriffs. State courts and state judges, you click on that, your state, and you download it as the labels. And so we'll have a plan. It'll be written up out there. And then we will post the paper we want to be delivered, okay, that we're delivering it unified across the nation from every state. And so that paper, you would download that paper, and then there's the cover sheet. Now, the cover sheet will be separate. Each state has its own cover sheet. And the cover sheet, the only difference on each of those cover sheets is the name, which is Unified Florida, Unified Texas, Unified New York, Unified Connecticut, Common Law Grand Jury, whatever it may be, and your own return address, and then everything else will be the same. And so these will be PDFs. You'll click on yours. It's okay, this is the paper we're going out with. You click on your front cover sheet. You download that. Here's the papers that we're sending out. You click that. It goes under your cover sheet. Here's the labels. You click on those. You put them in. You put your staple on it. You put your seal and a signature on it, and you should mix it up. Mix up the signature and the seal. Mix up the signatures. You know, at least we do that here in New York. You don't have to. The same person could sign all the time. It's not important that way, but we mix it up. So anyway, we send that out, okay? And then you put your stamps, your envelope. We've got all the instructions for that for the 2-cent things. We'll also have a label. It's a 2.25 by 2.25, I think, label. It's called the diskette label. I'm having trouble finding it, so I'm going to look for a different label, or maybe I'll find a place to buy it. But it's a 2.25, I think, 2.25 inches by 2.25 inches. And then we put the law on that, and that will be on, you'll print those labels off, and all you do is peel it off and put it on the bottom left-hand corner of the letter. It takes up a pretty large space. Then you put your other labels, your return address, normally where it goes, and the label with the address where it's going, then the stamps in the corner. And we'll lay all that out. We can give pictures, okay? And we'll make it very simple, and then we'll all be on the same, on the same channel doing the same thing, pumping these papers out, hitting the sheriffs, hitting the state judges, hitting the federal judges, hitting the Congress, hitting your state Congress, so on and so forth.
Again, in the past you've been talking about, I really like the fact that when we use the white envelopes, that this was the purity coming to the corrupted, and I just felt it was such a marvelous way of just presenting rather than the yellow 8.5 by 11 envelopes. I just thought that was, if we can continue that method.
Yeah, we're only using 2 different size envelopes, and they're both white, but you can get them in different colors if you wanted to. But no, stick with the white. But 2 different envelopes. One is and we're going to double check on this size. One is a 6-inch by 9-inch. The other one, and that's for the, if you have, and that we've already tested. You can put 18 pages in there easy. Okay, so you put 18 pages together, you put a staple in the corner, you fold it, and you stick it in, and you can get 18 pages. And that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, that's 12 cents, I think, maybe 10 cents to mail that. That's it. But basically, we're going to use the number 10. The number 10 can take up to 8 pages, I've already done this. It's sitting on my desk. I have one with 8 pages in it. You got 8 pages. You put the clip on the top left, and we're using 20-pound paper, which is the economy. Yet it's nice. It's good. But anyway, yeah. You take the triple fold and you put it into the envelope, and it fits. It's not a struggle to get it in there. But you do want to push the creases down hard so that it's as flat as it can be, so it goes through the slots. And so as long as you stay within those two envelope sizes, we are in the drop letter size, and we can send for 2 cents a half ounce. And I'm still getting letters, two cents and 4 cents on them. As a matter of fact, people, when they're ordering books, are sending the envelope with the check-in with a 4 cent stamp on it, and it's getting through. So almost everything we're getting now is 2 cents, 4 cents letters coming into NLA.
That's fantastic. And another note, please, I know you got busy last Friday.
A lot of things going on this past week, so I did see your call come in. It was way too late, and I'm just so tied up. Plus, I had another radio station that morning that I had to do, so I just couldn't make it. I apologize.
Well, just give me a heads up. That way I know that you're popping in or not popping in. That way we're communicating better for ourselves, and that's very, very key. But again, we're working the media committee is working hard. But again, one thing is very important. Everyone has their skills, and it's good to have a central idea for our media. But again, it's up to the individuals to hone their skills and be direct on what they're doing. Because again, it's nice to have a committee, but again, the individual is the person that can do that. And I call everyone to be at the media media group, but also be able to develop your own thoughts. I mean, I did send you out a news release I did for the Kowanto, which I did receive a notice from Kalima from Hawaii that he loved it, and he really didn't make any corrections. They got 5 stars in that, and that was a collaboration with working with Phil.
Yeah, look, people who are listening and learning and reading and, going through all the stuff on the website, and they're looking at the common law stuff, they're looking at, the Constitution, and they're looking at all these things, pretty much stay within the language of all those things, and you're good. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the key. This is our language. This is what we want to talk about. Just don't go outside the criteria of what we're involved with. We don't want to go out on left field, So we got to be careful. Oh, by the way, let me take this opportunity because it just came to my mind. I didn't have a note on this, the civics course, okay? Listen, this civics course, we really should have thought about this when we opened it up. We should have realized that after it started to happen, we realized, well, of course, we got 600 questions, 120 hours of stuff. My goodness, of course we're going to have some glitches. So the people who are in the lead pushing ahead, they're kind of making the reports. So anybody who finds a glitch, send it to up on the top, you'll see on National Liberty Alliance, you'll see tech support. Click on tech support, send them the information. If it's an error in maybe that the something spelt wrong, or well, you should send that into the tech. They can fix it. Okay, so it's going to take a little time. We are in a beta state, I guess, because until people start to really get through all this, then the people behind will be coming through, shouldn't have a problem. But occasionally there'll always be a problem from time to time. So the glitches, keep patient and just make the reports, and we'll keep moving along and we'll get it done. And eventually the problems will be repaired. Some of them are technical problems. It just happens. It's a lot of papers, a lot of pages, a lot of work. And some of them are a mistake in maybe spelling or not having the right answer in there or something. I don't know, whatever it may be. But we're fixing it. We're working on it.
That's great. Again, it's coming along well, and I appreciate everyone's endeavors and effectiveness. Everyone is part of the solution, And the only problem we have is this people becoming enlightened and enthralled and passionate. And when they are, when you become impassioned, there's nothing stopping you. Again, our uncivil disservants, you can use that, folks, in your writings. When we do anything, we have to, our enemy is our government. And we have to,
our enemy is not our government. Enemy is the people who have infiltrated our government. Our government is good. Everything, we've got a great system set up. The problem is that the enemy of liberty has taken, as parasites, they've come in and taken control of our government. That's the enemy.
A republic, if you can keep it.
Yes.
It's not a republic anymore.
And but the government is not a problem in itself, and the structure that was set up and that's still in place is in good shape. But go ahead.
Well, people taking the lead to writing a letter to our the sheriff Hagson up in Massachusetts, correct? So somebody's drafting something up to him to communicating with him.
The information we're getting is the best thing for us to do is to contact our sheriffs to see if they're supporting that movement going to Washington with the other sheriffs. That's right. The best thing we can do. Everything we're hearing is there's no rally going on up there or anything of that nature. They're just going there strictly for business to make their voice be known. Maybe they'll have lunch in Washington after they're done it and they're going home.
Well, I just wish they could go there and arrest the Obama and the rest of the reptiles that are destroying us. But another point, I just want to know, I did call up, New Jersey has 21 counties, and I'll be drafting a letter with my Jersey team. Huntington County Sheriff Brown called me back and said he's going on the train down to Washington. So, again, get out there, and I agree with you, John. Talk to your sheriffs and get out there and be personal. I mean, the most important person is the greeter. And if you're a fine greeter, your sheriffs and all other people you're working with will acknowledge your person as being a contact person and being amenable and being humble. Because when we're humble and smile when you're on the phone, the more you smile, you can actually hear someone smile on the phone. I don't know how, but you just feel the vibes. Tesla said that the entire universe is based on frequency. And the frequency for harmony is at 375 megahertz. Anything over that is chaos. But when everything is the right frequency, when we're at the right frequency, we are at the right frequency now because we're calm, cool, and collected. Our enemies cannot defeat us because we're united. And those infiltrators, when they are found, will be dealt with, but with our mercy. Even though they're drawing blood against us, it shows us that we're at a higher level of our commitment to ourselves. I mean, Hitler had his master race, but I'll turn it around. The true master race is when every individual can master himself. That's when you become your own master of your own race, of yourself, of your sovereignty. And I have nothing more to say except.
All right. Well, one of the most important things that we want to realize, and you started to bring it up with the sheriff communications and the letters, make sure. And this should come from the people, not from the grand jury or the unified grand jury. There's just send this as one of the people. Get out to them. Just send them a little letter and get out to them. Copy of the Constitution and a copy of the Jurist Handbook. That's a primer for these people. That is a primer. And because when they start to get these papers like the Quo Warranto, they're going to see the language between the Constitution, the Jurist Handbook, and the Quo Warranto. It is in harmony. They're going to see that. They're going to see law for the first time, and they're going to recognize it. It's going to be an enlightening, an awakening, or an epiphany at some point, but hopefully it's going to happen to all the sheriffs as time goes on. And it will eventually, because it'll have to, because of where we're going to end up at some point. But you see, priming them and preparing them with the paperwork right now, all the paperwork that we've already put together, and all of the, including the handbooks, It is priming, and we get it out to all of the elected officials. It is priming them for the January letter. And I don't want to call it a letter, the January paper, because it's not a letter. It is a paper. And
even stronger, use the word writ.
It's going to be powerful.
We'll use the word writ, because it is a paper, it's a paper, but it's a writ. And that has, I think, has a lot more power than just a paper.
You're absolutely right. Everything we're doing is a writ or a true bill. So you're right.
Right. So. And we're being more effective than...
So when we send that out, when we send the next one out, you see, that's why, you know, getting also the videos out, getting the YouTube moving, continuing the media campaign, continuing getting all this information that we've already filed to all of the elected officials, all of that collectively has to be done to prime them for the next major move.
Now,
which looks like it'll
thought.
Be the first of January, you know, first week of January. But
when just a thought, with the sending it out for the Quanto, do we also want to put if we can put in our booklets to those elected officials in the Senate and the Congress and
well,
and
here's
our
what
state?
I think. Here's what I think, and people could do it however they want it. They could do it that way, or they can just do another mailing when they have the time. Just continue doing the mailing until they get all the elected officials. Send them a copy of a handbook, a constitutional handbook, a jurist handbook, and a handwritten letter from one of the people. Hey, you know, I thought you could use this. We need to get back to law. We're behind you. Well, whatever the case may be. You know, you got to be careful when you write to a politician telling you're behind them. But... you know, right, we'll have to figure, you see, that's something that the media campaign group needs to think about, start to get some example letters out that would be good for that purpose to send to your congressman, your senator, and so on and so forth, and as the people with those two handbooks in there. That's another thing to do, absolutely. I think it's better coming, that those booklets are better coming from the people than from the common law grand jury, because... it's good for them to get it from the people, and then they get from the common law grand jury. And again, now they look at this, and there is a consistency between these two books and what we've been writing. So, all right, anything else, Jason?
No, that's okay. That's where I got there. Thank you, John, spending so much time on with me and the issues, and thank everyone for being your supportive selves. God bless,
okay,
and
thanks for the
continue
call,
the
Jason.
Fight, and on onward, sovereign servers.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you.
God bless you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Johnny B., Kansas.
Question.
You got the mic.
Am I there?
Johnny B., yep.
Yeah, it took me a minute to come back to life.
Hey. Get your resurrected.
Yeah, you betcha. I picked up on the email comment, John. Point
okay.
taken, well embedded. Right. You know, it's kind of like
well,
the deal.
It wasn't directed towards any one individual, but towards a lot of people, because we're all making that error. And so now
sure.
we just got to fix the error, and we're good.
Put a little more thought into, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a couple of things, John. I ran into that issue with the two-center labels
mm-hmm.
where it come out on the diskette paper. And I couldn't find them, so I modified it.
Uh-huh.
I put it on a different label, and I can tell you the number.
Yeah, what is the what? What's what? Yeah, tell me the number and the size. Yeah, I figure we might be able to find some place online we could buy the labels. Maybe, you know, like Staples, sometimes they have things, but they don't have it in the store, but they have it online. We'll locate that, but what label size did you get?
That's what I was looking for. I was going to go to Staples. My labels don't have the numbers on top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I was going to have that for you, John.
Well, when you get a chance, drop that in my, you know, in Skype or in email or something, and just to put in the subject, hey, label size, and just put the label number, Avery label, whatever number. I'll know what that means. And
sure, right.
Yeah, because I'm looking around for a proper label unless we can find the other one, because the one that was for the diskettes, they don't use diskettes no more, so they may not be so popular anymore. They may not even be available. I don't know.
Exactly. I couldn't find any around in our local area.
Neither could I.
We're kind of rural.
But I couldn't find one in mine, and we're not rural. But
yeah.
Okay.
For
anything
sure.
else?
I've lost my notepad. Working on the 3,133 counties. People, you've got to realize that equates in this present condition we live in as 3,133 mafias. Okay?
Yeah.
And inside
correct.
Those little organizations, you're allowed to have 8 to 10 to 100 little sub mafias working around. Waste management, waste control, your trash services, that's a big one. They rape your royal. There's also the property taxes. That's another big one. That's one that we really need to strangle down.
Well, a lot of these things are gonna fix themselves, and a lot of them are gonna disappear once we get in. Property taxes will become a thing of the past, and all those other silly illegal, or shall I say, unlawful taxes and things. They're all gonna go
unlawful.
Away. They're gonna go.
Exactly, and I don't know about going away, but definitely get it back in the restraints that were mandated for them in the beginning.
Right. Yeah, just lawful taxes. You know, the Constitution lays out all the lawful taxes, and it makes the point you cannot tax an individual directly. And there are certain things you just can't tax on a person. You can't do it. You can't tax his sweat. You can't tax
Absolutely.
Things he already owns. You can't tax me for the things I own. You just can't
That's
do
bad.
That, you know?
That's
so,
yeah.
and we could make it, you know, the reason why they have all this money flow is just to rob us and beat us down more, that's all. No government needs this much money. Plus, they just print it out anyway, and they put all this money we send them in their pockets, to be honest with you, so.
Yeah, for sure, and it's more to keep us constrained. You know, because if you come into an overabundance of cash, you get a cash flow going and you find freedom.
Right. You may have time to exercise your freedom. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And they don't want that.
And that gets to be a pretty comfortable position.
Mm-hmm.
There was another thing, John. Kansas has 105 counties. Missouri has 111, I believe, 111 or 115. So when we go printing out these Cilantros, we're looking at 1,400 pages.
Right, but bear in mind, we did the calculation. It's like half a cent for each page, and I think that was on a high side, no less. So if you have 14 pages, that's 7 cents, okay? And if you're putting out 14 pages, you're going to be putting 10 cents on the envelope. And the envelope's going to cost you a penny. And the toner might cost you 3 cents, okay, maybe four, but let's say 3 cents. So 7 plus 3, that's 10, plus 10 is 20, plus 1 is 21, and if you send it out 100 of them, that's $21. That's for everything. And that's for a heavy paper. That's 14 pages.
I understand that, but I had thought about going to our copy shop and have them print out.
Yeah, then it gets a little more. Yeah, it costs a little more than because I think they charge 25
cents a copy. That's
$350
for 25.
Is that 5 cents a copy, you said?
25 cents.
A copy for one? Oh, you mean for a copy of 14 pages?
Per page.
Well, that's...
If you get a two-sided copy, that's 50 cents.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. No, that's too much money. Don't go do that. Look, I want to tell you something. These printers, I got an HP. I got two HPs, and they cost me far under $200. Okay, and they're kind of high speed. They put out a beautiful copy, and it's a 4-in-1 or something like that. I got the fax on it, and I got the scanner. Beautiful scanner, does color. It does double-side printing. I mean, copy is real cheap these days. It's the toner that costs a lot of money. But the point is this. this copier was advertised that it could do 20,000 copies a month. So it's got the ability to kick out whatever you need to do, pretty much any copy machine you get. And, you know, you buy yourself, you can go out and buy a box of, you know, which is 10 reams of paper, a case of paper, 20 pound. You'll find it on sale in Staples often for $26. So you buy yourself a case for $26. You got plenty of paper for a year, 2 years maybe. I go through a case of paper probably every 3 to 6 months, depending, sometimes more, sometimes less. But 3 to 6 months I go through a case. And so that's pretty cheap. Then you buy the envelopes. You buy the number 10s in a box of 500, and you buy the number, the 6x9s. And wait till we get the exact size, though, but I think it's the 6x9. You can buy them for 500, at 500 at a time. Okay, I think it's $68 for 500 for the big one. And for the number 10, you can buy them, goodness, I think it's $29 for a box of 500. So you go out and buy that one time. Now you got everything, and then you buy some extra toner. That's where it gets a little expensive, you know, and you put some toner, extra toner aside, except for in accordance to what you're doing, but you got that one extra toner to put in there. Now you've really done everything, and really everything is super cheap when you break down in mathematics what does each envelope cost, what does each paper cost, and so on. And believe me, you're doing it for dirt. Now, yep. Nothing is more than 3 ounces, and it's 4 cents an ounce, so that's 12 ounces. That's 12 cents, and for 12 cents, that would be like 16, 18 pages. I think 16 pages is even under. I think it's like 2.5 ounces. But we're doing the weight. I did write it down. We'll get it posted. So as long as you're using the 20-pound paper, you'll be able to look on the chart, and you'll see, okay, 10 pages is so many ounces, and this is the price, 6 cents or 7 cents or whatever it is, 6 cents or 8 cents or whatever it is. So we'll get all that up, and then we're going to have a special meeting with all the people that are responsible for actually getting the printing out the paperwork for your state. And we'll make sure everybody understands, and we'll do almost like a class with it to make sure they know what to download, where to download it, how to do it, any questions, you know, and just make sure they get it all right. Once we get it all right the first time, it'll be a piece of cake from that point forward. It's just old hat then.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I got a Hewlett Packard laser jet. It must be 20 years old, and it's a single color. It's black, and the toner cartridges, you know, when my buddy brought it in from North Dakota, and I put it in the shop, and I used it for like a year and a half, 2 years on his cartridge, and it ran out. Staples wanted $143 for a cartridge. I found them online, refilled, rebuilt, whatever they were, for $15. 5,000 copies. I've had mine in almost 2 years. I haven't run out of the first one.
Yeah, the older machines, you could do that. I got the same thing, and I bought the bottle toners when I got one of the old ones with the toners. And you can buy them in a bottle, and you can drill a hole and put a plug in the cartridges, and you can pour the toner into it.
Well, let me tell you, this thing is nice because you know the ink doesn't run on them because it like burns it in the paper.
Right, right.
You know, it'll do
double. The problem is if you got the old machine, that'll work. The newer machines, anything like the last 5 years or so, you can't buy a generic because they set it up so that it'll only take with the chips. It'll only take their cartridges. So I can't, for instance, I got two HPs, and I can't put anything but HP cartridges.
Well, I'm buying the refurbished HP cartridges.
HP as long as they got to deal with HP, I guess it'll work. I don't know.
Well, you see, like you said, the older ones are more forgiving. And HP is not going to sell refurbished cartridges.
Yeah, they're not, because that's where they make their money.
Exactly.
They might as well give the printers out for free. They make all their money in toner.
We've got to find some Chinese company to make us some old HPs, because let me tell you what, it is so economical and it works so good. I just, if I could buy two more of them, I would.
Look, that's why the printers are so cheap, because they make their money on the toner. They know you're coming back for toner, and they know you got to come back to them. But go ahead, Johnny.
You bet. Yeah, your liquid refill on the toner, they added a chemical in 2007 that burns out the sponge inside the cartridge. When you fill it up, it runs right out the other end. Yeah.
You see, that's sabotage. That's criminal. That's criminal.
You betcha.
We're going to change that.
And I've got a friend that's got a commercial printer, and he had a major malfunction on it, and he found out that the only place he could get parts for it was out of Australia.
Yeah.
It took him a week, and that was next day. Cost him like $700 to get his printer back online. But I'm with you, John. You know, I'm as frugal as I can get.
Yeah, and the biggest expense.
It used to be a whole lot easier.
Yeah, the biggest expense to our printing is the toner. You know, but it is what it is. But look, it's not that bad that we can't afford it, because no matter how you do it, it boils down to less than 20 cents, depending on the size of the mailing. You know, goodness, most of these mailings is going to end up 15, 14 cents. And again, if you're sending out 100, 14 cents, that's 14 bucks. Goodness, we can do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it up, you know, to put it on point. Coming back to the two centers, John, we got an update on that. We got an added statute on the mailings.
Okay.
And you remember all the returns I was getting here in Kansas?
You mentioned, yes.
I got some instruction on that, and it was all my fault. I was thinking the drop box was the mailbox that sat outside the post office.
Uh-huh.
But your drop box, by the letter of the law, the drop box is the slot on the inside. You got to go into the building. Anything outside the building is corporate.
They may have a game going on that, but
you betcha.
It's not going to go outside.
The box outside is corporate.
Yeah, but again, that's still fraud, no matter how you do it.
That's because they want UPS to be able to pick up there. You watch. Look, they're playing games because they're fooling around with other companies.
You bet. Well, see, in my hometown, guys, we had a mailbox at every other corner, and then back in it might have been right around 72, 73. They picked all those up.
Yeah, they removed them in my town, too. We had two of them, one on each side of the town. Well, one in the center of town, one on the other end of town, then on the other end of town was the post office. So, and there was one outside the post office. That one's still there. But other than that, yeah, they removed them in the town. I don't see them anywhere anymore.
Yeah. Hey, I found that Avery label, John. And I think this label will handle the added deal if we just strictly down.
What's the number
and
what's the size? Go ahead.
It's the template 5164 Avery.
5164 Avery. And what size is that label in inches? 2 by something?
I think it's like 2.5 by 3 or 4 3/4, something like that.
Okay, because that gets kind of big with 4 3/4. We got to be careful because we can't protrude too far out into the center of the envelope where the machines can't read, and it gets confused by all that writing on there. So we have to be careful with that. But you can take, if it's a 2.5 by 4 3/4, you can double print two messages on each one of them and cut them right in half, because two and three eighths by 2.5 is plenty. So you can get double message on each one, and if you set it up right, and then just cut it in half with the scissors.
Right.
That'll work.
Well, I got one more thing, John. Everybody's throwing this deal around about the jury box and the ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one in there that's fallen out of the mix, and that's the bullet box. I've always heard the bullet box will overpower the ballot box. All right, that's your Second Amendment.
Right, Gerard calls it the Carson box.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. I like the idea of the jury box is more powerful than the bullet box. The ballot box ain't even in it, guys.
You're right. The ballot box.
Look,
we had to figure a way to put people in office, and they took the Democratic way seemed to be the best. So the only way we're dealing with democracy or Democratic way is really just in an election. But everything else is run under the republic, and we're a constitutional republic. So, and it makes, and look
right.
at, and it's not completely that way either, because look at it was meant that our legislators, our state legislators, was to control the U.S. senators. They were to choose the two U.S. senators. And if they did choose the two U.S. senators, you know, they changed that. They didn't have the authority to change that, by the way, because that was negotiated for the balance of power. And so that your state legislators had power in Washington, because look at way back some years ago, maybe back when Ron Paul was running for office, there was like 37 states back then that just had it. They were looking to even leave the union. I mean, it was just that kind of movement was going on in the states. Now, if they had the power to pull their people out of Washington, the two senators, we wouldn't have this problem. Because it would have been fixed way back when, you know, 10, 15 years ago, or even longer than that. Because, you see, for them to be able to pull their two senators out, you had 37 states pulling the senators out saying, stop voting, you're not going to vote that way, and send two new people, that would upset the whole cart.
What do you guys
they would get
do?
Nothing to.
What do you got there?
Well, I got a few other things, John, but it's more for media, so
okay.
I'll yield to
All
it.
Right. All right.
Have a good evening.
You too. Okay, Connecticut, Chris from Connecticut. Go right ahead. Connecticut, Chris. Last call for Chris from Connecticut. 203 number. Chris from Connecticut. Okay, I guess he stepped away. Cynthia, Massachusetts.
Oh, hi, John. This is
hi.
Cynthia. Hi, I'm Cynthia from Massachusetts, Norfolk
yes.
County. I recently joined in L.A. last year, I believe, and I was dealing with so many illegal, unlawful court battles, I couldn't really wrap my head into it, because at the time I was trying to learn statutes, and it was just the whole, my ordeal is so unlawful.
You were in the pit of hell. But go ahead.
I was in a pit of hell. I've never seen it was satanic. That's all I can say. But I just want to let you know that I'm back on. You know, I'm really anxious to learn common law. I just got to get through technical difficulties, and I submitted a ticket to the, you know, the technical on the website because
right.
I really want to dig into it. Also, you know, I've been kind of kicked out of churches or, you know, things like that. But I've been listening and telling people that I'm attending telephone church. I've been listening to Bible studies with you on Saturdays, and I am just so beyond excitement. I was crying because it's really feeding me, and I feel really good. At some point, just a couple of little technical things. I have some questions about in terms of time frames and things like that,
right.
which I'm finding really fascinating. But having said that, you know, in a way, I'm really blessed through the turmoils that I'm going through because I had no choice but to run back to Jesus and to really devote myself and the kingdom of, you know,
Taraj,
God.
Your mic's unmuted. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, so I had to really, you know, really put my focus on God and things of God to get through because a lot of people going through this hell don't make it, you know, and it's only through Jesus Christ that I am strengthened and, you know, and I'm blessed. Even though I'm in foreclosure, I'm still dealing with the remnants of the horror, I'm still blessed. You know, through my faith in Jesus Christ. And so I want to thank you for two things, for to have the Bible study for people who are hungry, really sincerely, because, you know, I am really having a hard time with these churches and my community. You know, and we can have another conversation about that. But in terms of losing custody of my son, which was unlawful since day one, was a really pre-planned agenda, I am convinced. There's some things I'm being to maybe have a conversation with you around strategies, because I have another court case. They want to throw me in jail. You know, I'm a Christian. That's it. I haven't done anything on
that. One of the key things you want to do is try to hang on. Try to hang on in the courts and try to, you know, kind of push things as long as possible, because we're coming. The cavalry's coming. And I don't think we have much longer before we're going to get there. I think, you know, I'd like to have said it was going to be this year. I'd like to say it was going to be, you know, this month or next month. But I think it's next month. I think it's January, which is, you know, we're at the end of this month. So we're still only a month away. And so things slow down over the holidays anyway in the courts. Mm-hmm. So if you can kind of just stall them wherever you can, get extra time and so on and so forth. The Calvary's coming, and I think we're going to be there January.
Yes, yes. And I'm trying, you know, I mean, there's such a bigger issue here, and I don't want to throw, you know, I heard what you said a couple of weeks ago, you know, there's such a large issue we're dealing with, and so I'm not into getting all these people in trouble. I mean, I'm really going, I haven't given up, because the Lord wants me to fight on social justice issues, you know, and so, you know, I'm not into pointing fingers right now. I think, you know, I concur with everything that you're saying, that the Constitution was founded by, inspired by God, and, you know, I mean, that is such a blessing, and so my question is, I guess, you know, as I see you as the leader, but I know, you know, there's a lot of people involved, and each state is pretty idiosyncratic with how they're dealing with things. And my state is quite clannish, and I'm trying to, as a follower of Jesus Christ, to break through that and see all of us as fearfully and wonderfully made, regardless of our income, regardless of our race, regardless of our culture. And God, you know, gave us different cultures for a reason, for a variety. And so I'm seeing there's all these agendas going on in this country to divide, you know, this amnesty thing. I mean, for example, you know, I feel like with this amnesty thing, it's so out of control. I mean, we don't even have nobody's enforcing the Constitution to even address what I see as side issues. And I think if, you know, once, you know, we establish, and I want to thank you for all, I mean, I am so eternally grateful for all the devotion and commitment that you and everybody who has been fighting, you know, to build NLA, because I wasn't there, you know. I'm busy praying for my son who, you know, they've been trying to tear him away from Christ, you know, for the last 4 years. And so, and that has been my primary battle as his mother, who is a follower of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so you know, it got so bad with all these different churches that I have declared my own ministry at this point, you know, and so, you know, and I'm working on that as well.
Remember, this is a people thing here with NLA and getting the job done. It's not a one-person thing. It's not just a couple of people. Even though there is a national leadership, so to speak, there's got to be a leadership, which is really, you know, ultimately we're a facilitator. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
By the way, you got some good leadership up there in Massachusetts. I don't know if you spoke with John yet. Give John a call.
I have, and, you know, we tried to connect with you, and I really want to call, and I want to cut through the clannish things going, and it's kind of, I really try to look at things from, I'm not perfect, of course, but, you know, from God's perspective on any issue. And so I don't claim myself as Republican nor Democrat. I just think, you know, getting myself boxed into these labels you know, some form of idolatry in a way. And mm-hmm. so I, you know.
Well, I agree. Like, yeah, we don't want to get lost into the political
right.
or the politics. Right. You see, we have to be involved in the political process, but we don't want to get lost
right.
in the politics. And
yes.
And yeah,
yes.
you know, this Democrat, this Republican thing, yeah,
yes.
we're none of those things. We may take
yes.
a label for the purpose of being able to become committeemen. People, a lot of
yes.
people don't know about the
yes.
committeeman process, but if you want to be a committeeman, which is very important
mm-hmm.
in order to make the decision making on the elected
yes.
who's going to
yes.
run for office, you got to pick a party for that. So, and people should pick a party for that just to get in. But I'll tell you what, you're going to see a big change once we get into power and authority, the people, that is.
Yes.
You're going to see a big change once we start teaching the people about the committeeman process and people start to pour
yes.
into that. You're going to
yes.
see a huge change in politics, because politics is going to disappear
okay.
as long as
yes.
the people on the committeeman process makes it go
yes.
away. They can't get involved in the party bickering. You know, look at Washington, complained about that. He said it was going to be the downfall, and indeed it had become. And so we
yes.
have the opportunity with hindsight and the ability to change that and do it the
yes.
right way. There is a right way, and we can go back to that way. But go ahead.
Well, I trust that you know, you're praying for, you know, discernment, all of that. And, you know, I don't want to get into preaching, but I just want to share with you, you know, truly, a few weeks ago, I...
If this is going to be a little long, we should do it on Saturday.
No, I wanted
okay.
to say, yeah, well, it touches on the Bible, but what came to me a couple of weeks ago was the passage in Deuteronomy about its third... Deuteronomy 30, 19, that I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, basically. And this, you know, keeping, you know, God is not a respecter of persons. And so anybody, you know, he does cross cultures and race and everything. And I just want to just be clear that NLA, and I forgive me if I, you know, sound really kind of like, you know, wondering what's going on. But it's just different things I keep hearing from these other patriot groups. You know, causing divisions by cutting races and, you know, and all that stuff. I just want to just be really clear that, you know, that this is about, you know, reestablishing or enforcing or establishing common law under God, who does not judge according to income or race or anything like that. And forgive me that I haven't been involved to really hear fully the message for the last couple, you know, since you've been establishing this organization.
Well, now that you're discovering, just get involved, because we're at the beginning still. You know, we're at the beginning of a new thing coming into the port. So.
I know. Can you answer that question?
Which exactly is?
That... by establishing common law, and forgive me, you know, under the Constitution, that God, you know, through this does not see a difference between race, income, culture.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yes.
God is
okay.
not a respecter of persons.
And, yes.
And usually, you know, the one that is really beaten down the most and is the lowest is the one that that he usually works with, you know, so.
Yes. Okay.
So,
thank
yes,
you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Cynthia.
Okay. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Don from Pennsylvania, go right ahead. Pennsylvania Don.
Hey, John, can you understand me?
I can hear you.
I just had a root canal surgery, so bear with me.
Okay, we're bearing.
Okay. First thing I wanted to say is, I guess people can buy a scale to measure a male for less than $20.
Right. Yeah, I've got a tiny little scale. I don't think it cost me $5 or $8.
Yeah.
I bought this scale in Staples. And, I'm going to look at it. I am going to, we have already done this, and papers are written up. We're going to file them up online shortly. But it's got all the measurements of the difference. You're going to mail 2 pages, 4 pages. And we're going to give you how many pages and then what the cost escalation is. It's 2 cents per half ounce, all the way up to, I think, 20 pages. We're not going to do much anything above 16 pages anyway, generally speaking.
Okay.
And anything up to about 14 pages, 12 or 14 pages, you can get into a number 10 envelope. So
okay. It
all works out great.
And I got as far as drop boxes go, when I put my mail out, I put it outside the house, put the flag up, and the guy's been taking it.
Yes. There you go.
I never got one back yet. Now, I had two more things I want to say. Stick to the point, right? Anybody who's asking you to leave, they're traitors to the organization, and they're unloyal. Don't trust them. Get rid of them now. I'm sure you know that.
Right. Yeah, the people who ask me to leave just don't understand. They think that they have a plan that's going to work. And if they do, they should start their own organization.
Don't leave without taking a vote of the members.
Well, I'm not going to leave. I have a duty. I'm duty bound.
And, thank you, sir.
And I see where we have to get to, and I'm not going to stop till we get there.
Thank you, sir. You know? All right. Last and least, I have a friend who is threatened. She's a member also, but they're threatened to foreclosure on her house before Christmas. Is there anything we can do to help her?
It's really tough. Why don't you try to give me a call with her, and I'll give you some thoughts and ideas during the week. But it's difficult. You have to go in and, you have to – it's an uphill battle.
Online now. But let me have your
number. Yeah, look, if
845-233-6560.
I'm going to change my answering machine to be more specific. I had a specific plan.
Right.
I don't even remember what it is, but I have to go back and check. And I'll put the times I'm available usually. And then when you get that, just try to call within the time periods I'm suggesting. And then I'll try to help with a paper. I think I got some things written I could probably pass to you. And it's just something to stall them. That's what you need to do. Stall them because you got to get past Christmas. And once you get past Christmas,
right.
I think once we get into January, I really think we're going to be getting into the courts in January sometime. And the pressure is going to be so hard on them. So if you write papers that will at least stall them out, that's the key thing.
Well, that's where her and I need the help.
Right.
And they're doing it all a lot of people in Pennsylvania with none even notifying. Okay, and next thing you know, you get something in the mail with her.
Try to call me. You can try to call me tomorrow, maybe early afternoon. See if you get me. But I'll put some times on the machine again. Like I said, I got to update my machine.
All right, 845-233-6560.
Right, 6560. Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And you know what? No matter what, don't let them beat you down because you started this, you're doing a good job, and no one wants to see you leave.
Well, yeah, again, I'm duty bound. I don't have a choice in the matter. On one hand, I'd rather not be here, but on the other hand, I have to be here. So, who wants to be fighting this battle? We shouldn't have to fight this battle, but here we are. We're going to do it.
And
so we will succeed, and that'll be that.
All right. Last and least, on CNN, they're reporting violence now, fires and everything.
Really?
And
is it in numerous cities or just one?
It appears to be in just one right now, Ferguson. They got cars burning, shot out police cars are showing on CNN. But just to give you the update.
Yeah,
all right, sir.
We've gotten to this point, so.
Yeah.
nights.
I don't know why they announced it at night. It's a big mistake, but mm-hmm. probably a plan.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
Dan.
It's being reported now that chaos is breaking out in video shows Times Square, New York, L.A. L.A. streets blocked by rioters. So Ferguson and those areas are looting, and at least St. Louis and Ferguson, multiple gunshots. Police cars flipped over, burning, tear gas being fired, shots from angry protesters. Tear gas. And now they're bringing out heavy vehicles, they said, that had been hiding, waiting in the background.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess the tanks and Humvees are coming up the street next, down there at least.
Well, this is an opportunity for them to,
Get Rahm Emanuel on the phone. Maybe we can squeeze him in before midnight.
All right, let me move to my next caller here. Donna from Virginia. Go right ahead.
Virginia, Donna. I've been waiting 2 hours to ask the same damn question that I had asked the other night. And you said wait till tonight to ask it. And y'all been having a conversation, so I don't even know if I want to even ask the question. I am very distressed about 2 hours listening to you talking about things instead of the work we have to get done. So give the call to somebody else. I'm fed up with your talking.
All right. Sorry, Donna. Okay, Deborah from California. Go right ahead.
Hey, this is what happens when you take
Rick,
pharmaceuticals.
Mom.
Deborah from California. Go right ahead.
Yeah, John, I just wanted to report we got our quo warrantos mailed out on November 13th. But we just had 122 packets, and we have 172 federal judges. Can you explain that to me?
No, I can't. You're California, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going through all of the lists right now. I don't know why there would be that kind of a conflict, but we have had some conflicts in numbers and things. But I'm going through, and I just finished California. If you give me a call tomorrow afternoon, I'll go through the count and maybe share a copy of the list, and you can make sure that that worked out. But I haven't have a count on them right now. But I did finish California. It's just a matter I got to go dig that up and find California. I don't want to do that on a live program. So, but give me a call tomorrow and we'll go through it and make sure. We're going to make sure. We have had some problems with too many of this or not enough of that. Some states haven't got it all out yet. Some states have made some mistakes with the paperwork. But it's not that bad. It's not major catastrophes. And we're going through right now through each state doing checklists. And, now we're organizing a lot better because now we have district leaders and now we can deal with everyone because I don't know how many district leaders we have at the moment, but I know there was 11. I think there's more now. But each district leader only has to deal with anywhere from 3 to 5 states. And so when they get the information that we're going through, questions like filling out a form by asking them questions, where they're at, what they've done, what they've accomplished, when they plan to finish this, that, or the other thing. And so that report should be in any day. And then we'll get a better picture. But right now I'm hearing, generally speaking, it looks pretty good that we did a good job. But nevertheless, we do have some errors, and we know how we're going to fix those errors. And then we're going to make sure we don't have those errors repeated. And I'm going through personally myself. I spent all day today working through all of the labels, making sure that everything is correct on them. And then I'm going to be printing out PDFs of the labels. So, we'll load them up on the website. You'll be able to download them in a PDF. And when you copy, when you print it, you click the print button, just put the labels in there, and it'll print out your labels. But we're confirming everything, and we're working also with all the other lists. But right now I'm concerned making sure we get everything done with what we've already started, and that's with the federal judges and the federal court system. So, But give me a call tomorrow and you'll have a more accurate list of what we actually do have there. Remember, we're not sending things to, there are judges that are not elected. We're not
right.
necessarily sending to them, but we might get some of them. There are the judges that are called, maybe referred to as judges, but they're magistrates. We're not sending to them. There are also administrative judges. We're not sending to them. We're sending to the appointed judges that are federal judges, and so that's kind of, it limits the numbers. And we're sending not to every single federal courthouse, but we're sending to the main courthouse within that federal district. A federal district might have two or three courthouses, okay? But we're only, mm-hmm. but everything is filed basically in one courthouse and then funnels to the rest anyway. So we're only sending to the main courthouse and everybody gets it.
Okay. Well, another thing I wanted to ask, when you talk about the jurors only sit for a few days, California has grand juries that sit for a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a wrongdoing. You can't do that.
It's in our Constitution.
Well, then the Constitution has a problem to it. You know, look at, if you go to Article 6, the United States Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2, it is absolutely clear that, you know, this is, the law is the Constitution, and all the laws made by that law were under common law, and any state's laws or constitution to the contrary notwithstanding. So therefore, a lot of states have unconstitutional laws, unconstitutional constitutions, you know, or certain parts of their constitution is unconstitutional. And so therefore, that's null and void. Some constitutions say some strange things, and it just doesn't have any authority because it's unconstitutional from the United States Constitution, which is the law of the land. But yeah, you cannot have a grand. Can you sit on a grand jury for a year? I could never do that. I have to work. I have other things to do. How would they expect me to do that? Number one, and why have one grand jury to sit for a whole year? What's that all about? Why? Let's
those
refresh
are the ones
it.
That investigate all of the corrupt government officials and all of their.
Oh well, we don't. Well, oh yeah, they're all up there being prosecuted. We see all these government officials being prosecuted. Of course, that's not true because they can't do a presentment.
You know,
they can't do a presentment, and the prosecutor will never go after a judge, or never go after another prosecutor, never go after the governor, never go after an elected official. He'll never do that. Never.
Doesn't have anything to do with the grand juries?
Huh?
The prosecutor doesn't have anything to do with the grand juries.
Well, prosecutors in most states, they call the grand juries and they bring the cases to the grand juries, and like they claim, they have they can prosecute, or they can indict a ham sandwich.
Well, that's
a sick joke.
They have to bring the cases to the grand jury to get them to
That's
sign,
right. But remember this.
Yes.
Right. Remember this. Those grand juries are puppet grand juries. They go through a psychological evaluation. They get the right people for the job. And then who they get orientated. Who do you think orientates them? They're orientated by the prosecutor's office. Those people get to orientate them, and they tell them what the law is. The prosecutor comes in and says, hey, look, this is the law, and this
right.
is the case, and this
I,
is what
I
they're
understand.
Doing, and they broke that law, therefore you have to indict. And they obey.
Yes, I understand that, but I mean, you know, I did some of my research on the grand juries that used to sit for the year way back when, and they did all of that stuff. They indicted and they removed people.
Well, we're not gonna do that. This is the people's job. A grand jury shouldn't sit no more than a week or two. There may be other extenuating things. We might be 3 weeks. Look, there may be a situation where they have to come in, listen, and then they may not come back for 5 days, and they come back again for a day, and then they may not come back for another 2 weeks, and they come back. But the point is that if they serve 5 or 8 days or something like that over the course of a month, well, that's fine. Okay, because they have to, you know, maybe hear more information, question more people, and deal with more cases. But you can have 2, 3, 4 grand juries operating at the same time in the same county, coming in at different times to hear different cases, because you can't sit a grand. It's a wrongdoing to put that kind of power into one group of people. It's got to be, you know, refreshed all the time. They're just like a trial jury. They come in, they deal with one trial, and they go home, and they're done. Okay, they may get called again in the future, but they're done. And we have to get everybody in the community participating with this because this is a people thing. This is self-governing. This is how we self-govern ourselves.
The last question I have is, on the test, it's not just a few glitches, and I have contacted tech support, and they've never answered me.
Yeah, well, they may not answer you, but they're trying to get all the problems taken care of. But, yeah, I'm going to push them a little more myself because I think they haven't been putting as much time as they should put into it to get it done. They've got other business going, and I appreciate that, but it's time to get our stuff done. I agree.
Yeah, because, I mean, I get phone calls all day, every day since we started the test, and it's people wanting to get through this, and they can't. And
Let me ask you a question. How much of it is errors in the writing, or how much is it errors in the technical side?
There's error in the spelling of the in the answer bank. You cannot get through if you misspell a word, if you don't have a hyphen. Although the answer bank might not show a hyphen, but by golly, the test answer has a hyphen in it.
Gotcha.
And words that aren't in the answer bank that are the answer, well, most people are expecting just to use those words. So, you know, they sit there for days thinking, well, what can the answer be? You know, and they try it a million. I mean, it's a waste of our time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'll try to maybe sit with them tomorrow. I know Kathleen, who's been handling a lot of it, she's her daughter's having another baby. And she's taking care of the young kids, and so she doesn't have that much time as she normally would have had. So there's a problem there trying to get some of it completed also. But I'll give her a call tomorrow and see if we got time to get together and call up technical support together and really kind of drill down on it to see if we can come to a conclusion. And we'll take it from there, you know.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
We are doing the best we can. I mean, you know. I can only do so much myself, and you know everybody else can only do so much. We just got to get the job done.
Right, right, yeah. It should be a priority, though, because everybody's wanting to get this test taken. And
well, believe me, it is a priority, but the problem is you know, we got like 20 priorities going on. We got a lot of things happening. I'm being pulled this way, that way, and the other way, and I'm trying to give away as much work to other people as possible. And trying so we can get more work done, and then I can get more work done, and so on and so forth. But again, we'll work on that again tomorrow.
Okay. And the only last thing I want to say is on the future envelopes, make sure they're not the same size as the ones that we use for the quo warranto.
Yeah, that was a big error because that brought us into a higher rate. It took us out of the flat rate, and we need to stay in the flat rate. You're absolutely right. We're only going. Look at. We're not going to have it reprinted by any printer because, you know, that really just doesn't work as well. And look, we have to do the job. So we just got to train, and we're going to do most of the work. You just have to download things and just put it together, right, like a puzzle and send it out. And we're only going to use number 10 envelopes and or the 6x9 envelopes. That's it. We're not using the big envelopes anymore. I think we can do the, I think it's 9 by 10, I think it is, which is considered a flat. Once you go over to the next inch above or whatever, you move out of the flat and the rate goes up.
9 by 10, okay.
Yeah, I think it's 9 by 10, but we're not going to use a 9 by 10 either. The biggest envelope we're going to use is going to be, because you can get 20 pages in a 9 by 6, okay, which is like you fold the paper in half and it fits right in a 9 by 6. And so we'll not do anything over 20 pages. I don't believe we will. We're going to try to keep everything 10, 12 pages, maybe even less if possible.
Okay.
So, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call. And like I said, give me a call tomorrow on the California account.
Okay, I will.
Okay. All right, bye-bye. Okay, next caller, Ray from Oregon. Go right ahead.
Oh, good evening, John.
How you doing?
Well, I can understand, Donna. That's your first caller, you only had 3 callers that you handled in 1 hour. But let's not get too deep into that. I had several questions that I wanted to bring up, and one had to do with the recurring Avery label for the 2-cent stamp postage notice. I was going to call to say, what number is that? Since I found one today, I'll share it with you. It's Avery number 6572. And okay. It's laid out with three columns of five rows. So the total is 15 labeled per page.
Do you know the sizes of it? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the dimensions on each label is 2 inches tall and 2 5/8 inches wide.
That's good.
I did a little adjusting on the font sizes,
yes.
And it fits nicely.
All right, then that's what we'll set up. We'll set up a sheet so that people will be able to download the sheet and just print as many pages as they want. As they just put the labels in, and it'll run them through. And we'll see about getting the 6752. So they are a label that's easily gotten.
Yeah, so 6572 wasn't available at Staples or Office Depot. I found it at another big box.
Okay. All right, what I'm going to do is try to find a place online maybe where we can get it. You know, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts, Staples online will probably have it, you know?
They probably do. They didn't happen to stock it in the stores.
Right, right. Yeah, there's some items I like to get, and they don't have it in the store, and I got to order it. So I do from time to time order it or to the mail. And it's not terrible, you know, the same price. And, you know, it may cost you a couple bucks for delivery, I think, if you get it, or a certain amount. If you spend a certain amount, it's free delivery anyway. I don't remember, but, you know, I don't order too often, but it's been convenient.
Okay, and then in that package, it comes with 15 sheets. So mm-hmm. The total number of labels in there is 225.
Okay. And what is the box of cost for those labels?
I think it was about $16.
Okay. All right, so $16.
I think it was right around that, yeah.
Okay, divide 225. You say 225 labels altogether?
Right.
Okay, so that's pretty expensive, 7 cents a label.
Yeah. Well, it's the only thing that's available. You got to be in. I noticed that the dimensions constraints on the front of the envelope that you just mentioned
right.
was the Lady
right.
of California.
Right,
and
gotta,
so this is kind of the best trade-off I could find to fit those dimensions.
Right. All right, well, we'll look for the best price on this and get it out there.
Okay. Next question, does this that particular label need to be printed in red?
No, it doesn't have to be. You could do it in black. I did it in red. For those who have, you know, color printers, I would do it to stand out in their face type thing.
Yeah, I agree with that, but, you know, like...
But no,
Staples,
it doesn't have to be, not at all, no.
Yeah, Staples charges $1.50 per sheet just to print in a color.
Wow, that's heavy. Yeah, that's why it's cheaper to, you know, you have your own printer. Someone in the group, within the state has a printer and can print a lot of stuff, you know. There's always
yeah, I do, too, when I get the thing back working, but
right.
A lot of your commentary about the refilled... toner cartridges and the inkjet cartridges. I used to be in that business, and so some of the things that are being kicked around are a little bit urban legend.
Uh-huh.
But
well,
HP
I know,
has gone out of their way to make sure that it's difficult to even get
absolutely,
a qualified refill.
Absolutely, yeah. It's impossible almost. I mean, there are ways to go around it, but I just don't want to go through those hoops, and you know, it's just a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
So.
Back earlier in your conversation, John, you mentioned getting a flyer in a 2-cent envelope.
A flyer, yeah.
Did you notice a return address on that?
I'm pretty sure I saw a letter in there from Laura, but I didn't look at the return address, no.
Well, I sent you one of the flyers that we developed last August.
Okay.
And that may be it. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's the one that it's pretty. It looks like our site and everything. It's got really pretty.
That's exactly the one. Yeah, we developed that back in August for a local show, and we've been handing that out in the digital file format to anybody who wants it.
Okay. Yeah, Laura sent it out to me, I guess. So.
Okay.
You know, I remember getting a letter, a little handwritten letter from Laura and stuff, and so, and that's when it came in, that letter.
So.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I think
well done job on that flyer then, because that's really pretty. I like it. It's the best flyer. Once we get it up there, that's the best flyer that NLA will have up online. So.
Yeah, my team members will be pleased to hear that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So you're going to be learning, I think, some of the lessons that earlier groups have learned, and some of them have had to limit the call time to like 10 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. I'm really poor at that. I agree. I get lost in conversation, and before I know it, I'm an hour long. So, but Gerard's not doing his job. I don't know what's wrong with that Gerard guy. Where is that character?
Yeah.
He's still on the line with us. He's supposed to be pushing me along. He's supposed to say, John, that's it, got to move on. You see, but he doesn't do his job. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to not use up all my 10 minutes. I'm going to thank you for all that you guys have been contributing, and we're delighted to be on your team. We can keep this thing rolling. We've got a mailing going out tomorrow to some sheriffs. It'd be what you called the first sheriff letter after the handbook letter.
All right.
So we're
Sounds good.
Mail tomorrow.
Just got to rock and roll. Keep getting out and getting the word out and getting everybody to know what's going on. And when the time comes, when the next one comes out, everybody will be ready, and it's going to be powerful. So.
Yep. So thanks, John.
Okay.
Rest
Thank
easy
you.
When you can. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Illinois' Michael. Go right ahead. Illinois' Michael. Michael from Illinois. 309, Michael.
John.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I had you on my mute, and I had to get the button.
Yeah, I know. I often slip around trying to get that mute button. And
like, wait, we're going once, going twice, and I've been on the phone for an hour, and I might have gone ballistic like poor Donna did. I feel sorry that she went off on you like that. She's the one who's got to – hopefully she'll come to her senses I don't know. The Lord knows the answer to that one. So thanks for taking the call, John. And I'm here in Illinois. I contributed just a little bit of background. I one of the individuals has helped send out letters to the sheriffs with the handbooks, just the one-page letter. Say we're supporting the things that pertain to the Constitution and encouraging and exhorting them to stand up for what the Constitution clearly lays out for them to do. Anyway, that being said, I had attempted just last week to send out the quo warrantos to about a dozen. I actually, prior to doing that, I sent a sample letter to one of the state coordinators here in Illinois, and he received it. I put spelled everything out, no abbreviations. I put the red label. That's how I had it printed off with the statute on there. So I figured it was good to go here in my local post office, so I made an attempt to stick in, and I believe when you say number 10 envelopes, those are like the 4 and 8 by 9.5, is that correct?
Yeah, the basic regular letter size, yeah.
All right. I bought a post scale as well, so I could have the weight, and I would stick in one of the envelopes. I stuck in 14 pages. And the weight that I can tell you what it came out on the scale and what I put on the envelope, because there's a little story to what happened with these envelopes that I sent out here with these quo warrantos. One of the envelopes was 2.4 ounces, which was the 14 pages only. And then I had another envelope that came out to 3.5, and I stuck in one of the handbooks in that as well. But what, and I stuck on the one that weighed 2.4 ounces. Please correct me. I see the graph on NLA with the prices, and for 14 pages, it's wrote out here as 12 cents. Well, when I put 5 cents on there because I thought if it was 2.4, and it's 2 cents per.
Half
maybe
ounce.
I did my math wrong.
Yeah,
but
it's 2 cents per half ounce.
I should have really. The 14 pages is correct. There should have been 12 cents on there. That's the correct amount that's tabulated. If my math is in agreement with for every half ounce is 2 cents.
Right.
And they
yeah,
put
so
a
it's
label.
4 cents an ounce.
Yeah. They put a post-it note on some of these envelopes and said, return for 86 cents additional postage each. That's what I got back. Mm-hmm. I went ahead and made copies of all this. I called one of the state coordinators to kind of share with him what had taken place. He had suggested, sticking it back in with the proper postage that if I had it tabulated properly, it was just my fault in that regards, and see what happened from there. I don't know what your thought is on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what probably happened, and you got to be careful with this. And it could be just that they're just not having it, and we're going to have to deal with them. So anybody who's got a post office, and we know the post office by knowing the zip code at least, and any other information we can get about the post office, then we can send a letter to them from the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury inquiring on why they are returning this mail and talk about the law. So we're going to do that. I think we got two papers that we received. We just got to get around to it. I got to write a paper. We got to do something with it. But so we need to start addressing that to these post offices. Now, the other reason they might have sent it back, they may say, we got this guy, because it's not a flat. And you got to make sure that it goes through a certain size slot. When I go into the mail, they got the little cardboard thing, they stick it in, they say, okay, that works. So if it doesn't fit in that slot, it's no longer flat. It's not a flat mail. So that may be a technicality they're banking on. Not that they have the authority to do that, per se, but they will if they could. And maybe that's what they're doing. And it's a very dangerous game for them to play if we wanted to be pushy on the law, you know?
Sure. Well, what I've come to realize is that the 14 pages is not going to really work. It doesn't appear. And if I'm stuck in a handbook, it isn't either. So I might need to get...
You definitely don't want to do a handbook in something that thick. You want to do that in something small or on its own. But the thing is that when you over a certain point, you want to move to the 6x9.
Okay. And that's one thing I'm going to do. So let me just throw this by you. I'll get the correct postage on here this time and use 6x9s. And I'm going to send out just two. And I'm going to try to do two different... I might just take them out here in my mailbox, because what I've done the previous times is I went right to the post office, and some of them I stuck inside the slot, inside the lobby, and the other ones I stuck outside the door. I don't know what happened, where I stuck it in at when the sample letter that went through. I can't remember if I took it in the lobby or dropped out, and I think I took it in the lobby, but either or, it got there. And, you know, I think it does make sense. I should be able to stick out of my mailbox if I really wanted. You know, there's been no reason why I'd have to make a special trip in the post office for this. So I'll get the correct envelopes, and we'll get this out, because I was trying to get it out to about 15 or 20 different individuals, media, some state legislators.
Well, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to write the letter that needs to be sent to the post office that rejects it. Now, you may send it to your post office, and it may go to another post office, and it could go to two different places. It could go to a central location, and they could reject it, or it can go to the destiny, and they could reject it. So you got three potential post offices, and maybe even more in between. I really don't know, but at least three usually that could reject it. You got to know which one rejected it. Once you know which one rejected it, we're going to put a letter up online. This will be a lot easier for me instead of me doing this for every state. We'll put the letter up, and all you have to do is put it onto your letterhead. And as a matter of fact, we'll even create the letterhead, and the whole letter will be done. You just download it, print it out, seal it, sign it, and send it out. And it'll be informing them of the law and questioning by what authority they think they are doing what they're doing. They're breaking the law. And so we need to do that to every place that's rejecting it, so that we can train them to do the right thing and let it go through, because we really do seriously need the use of this 4 cents stamp, this 2 cent mailing, because it becomes too expensive. And we, the people doing the business, shouldn't even have to pay that. It should be postage paid, and it should be, you know, paid by the government itself in acknowledgement just with a stamp on it, because it's the business of the people. So we shouldn't even be paying for this, but obviously they're not acknowledging us or our authority, and until we get in, we're going to continue to have to pay for it. And I tell everybody, keep receipts. I keep receipts on everything. Keep receipts, because once we get in, we can get reimbursed.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep some of them here more recently with these things. So, well, let me ask you then here again, John, and I apologize if I've – I hope I made my point, you know, or try to get my point across of what's happening. Should I just go ahead and purchase the 6x9s and stuff in the 14 pages and see kind of what happens this next go-around?
Well, yeah, I would look at with the Quo Wanto, if you can – just put the posters they want, get it done. I think this is so important to get the Quo Wanto out into the federal courts. The other thing you could do if you want to try it again is go to a different post office. If it's your post office refusing it, go to the town next door and drop it there.
Well, I was wanting to send out to, you know, like you, properly to all the officials, as many as I could here in the state.
Well, that we're going to be doing with the 2-cent mailing, definitely. You know, all that's going to be the 2-cent mailing because we can't go any other way. But the original going to the federal court, we've been telling everybody to just send it with the full mailing. And I know it's a big nut to carry because, you know, we paid a couple of $100 and we did two mailings, one for the federal and one for the state. So,
okay.
And we had a lot to mail. But we need to move to that 2-cent, 4-cent thing. We definitely got to do that. So that's why anybody who has returned it, they need to set that aside. We'll get that letter. I'm going to work on that letter tomorrow. I'm going to try to get it up tomorrow. And I'll send out an email to the state coordinators to let them know that it's been posted when it's posted. And then they can start sending this letter out. Just put the seal and sign it and send it out. Of course, anybody's welcome to tweak it a little bit, but... You know, I would say not even to tweak it because, look, if we want to stay focused and we're not giving them a hard time. We're not going to threaten them. We're just asking them by what authority they think they're doing what they're doing. And they need to answer us and obey the law. And that's what we're going to tell them to do, obey the law.
Well, it's past time for that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We'd all be a lot better off if that was, being done.
Right.
One of the goals is here at the end of the day is try to put things back in their proper order. Everything's just all out of whack and turned upside down on its head. And fortunately, there's people that are awake, and more are realizing that. And I'm seeing evidence of that just from individuals that I talk to, whether they're neighbors or family or things of that nature. They're waking up to the lie that we've, not just, I don't want to go on any longer here, I guess, John. I think that probably answered my question. I'm going to go ahead and try to stick two different mailings in and see what happens to 6x9 and go from there, because I certainly can't afford to be putting a bunch of stamps on and losing money. So,
right.
I lost a couple of dollars with this, so I guess it could have been a lot worse, but I seems kind of obvious they're wanting the full, 86 cents additional on each one. It tells me that
right. They're
going by the
remember
rate.
not going through that slot might be one of the things that caught you on that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pages in there, and you got two folds. When you go back, when you move to the 6x9, you now only got one fold, so you've really cut a lot of that thickness out. And just get that crease real hard so that when it goes in, it moves through their machines, because you see that they put it through their slots, so it moves through the machines.
Right. And so, we can go by the weight costs are correctly
right.
tabulated
I think,
on the slot.
I will tell you what I think. This is what I think. I think their machines are reading the stamp. And they've calculated, they've set their machines up to allow the 2 cents calculations to move through. That's what I think. Now, whenever it gets stuck in the system and a handler touches it and looks at it, that's where the rejection comes. So I think if we just try to maintain the thickness right and maintain the envelope size and keep it clean and keep the stamps in the proper place, and I think it's just going to slide right through the system and no human eyes were going to look at it.
Okay. Well, sounds like we'll go. We'll go. We'll just keep marching forward with this.
Okay.
I think there's one other thing I was going to share with you, but I lost my
thought. Well, it's quarter to 12. I got to push John along.
Gerard hasn't been doing this job, and all of a sudden now he's going to
be quiet now. It's my turn. Listen,
yeah, go ahead.
Somebody said that the chat wasn't working. It's working over here. I told them to redo the browser, but it is working, the chat. And I just wanted to – I got this email from Hawaii from K.R. Hunt about the test, and he's got some very specific stuff. I think I should forward it on, because he went through the trouble of documenting all the places, a lot of the places where there were problems. And he's offering help. So if Kathleen needs help, he has some solutions. Maybe
What I'm going to do is maybe I could tie him in with the technician, and they can work together and get it done.
So
if he's got a phone number in there?
Yes, he does, and I'll give it
to
you after
the
call.
If he's on the line and you're listening, maybe give me a call tomorrow. Well, he's in Hawaii.
He's in Hawaii, I believe,
I'm trying to remember. Well, we got Kalama coming up next call, so
it's
he'll
early,
tell us what time it is in Hawaii.
Still, But anyway, I do have
his number. Done, Michael?
One thing I wanted to ask, if rather than me putting on the labels with the print, I just printed it off how it was on the site there, and just taking some scissors, and I've got some glue and glued it right on there.
The other thing is, if you know how to use the mailing part of your Microsoft Word or whatever you're using, you can print it right off on the envelopes. So that's another way to do it.
I tried doing that originally, and I just ended up in a mess. And I've got Windows 7, but I just couldn't. I don't know. I'm sure it's got to be ignorance on my part.
Yeah,
it
takes a little bit to learn it. But anyway, I got to move on. Yeah. Let me let Gerard finish.
Thanks a lot, John.
I'm going to go to the next
praying. God bless you. Have a good rest of the night.
All right, thanks. You too.
I'm done.
We've got Kalama on with us right now, so this will be a conversation with him. He's in Hawaii. How you doing? Aloha, Kalama.
Aloha and Mele Makahiki. That's the Hawaiian Thanksgiving. And I wanted to give my personal thanks to everybody in NLA. I know it's sometimes a thankless job, but it's really not, because it's about all our freedom. And attention to detail shows the tolerance and patience of everyone, and it's a great, great worthiness. And I would also like to add that this time we're in, I find personally, I want to make this personal announcement at the end of this evening, NLA is just like the prophecy of this age, the fourth age of woe. It's like the eye in the storm, in the whirlwind. And this is in the Hebraic prophetic nature. We're in a whirlwind, and we're in the thunder, time of thunder, too. And so congratulations there. Now, moving quickly to another topic, I want to note that there will be appearing some template letters, and also template or model letters, and some letters that might want to be posted on the media on NLA, and that would be both a template and a model letter. What do I mean? I mean, if you've ever signed a petition, a sample petition, send this to your congressman. You'll have an opportunity on a template letter to add comments at the front and the back, your personal comments to that congressperson or whomever. And that is a template letter which you can add to. And so there is one letter from Phil and Jason from New Jersey, Jason being the coordinator, that will be and Jason announced this earlier, a template and a model letter to Donald Trump for support. And this type of letter it's really more of a model letter, because a person who, or somebody else in the media, this may be applicable to anybody who wants to send and take an extra effort to try to get support, technical support or wisdom or skills or financial assistance to the organization, I think these two gentlemen have done a great effort, extra effort, and I've contributed to some small degree. Now, they have another letter, and they've gone even further out of their way to have a letter which is sort of a multi-letter as a good model letter, but that one is actually can be used as a template, although it's to the sheriffs in New Jersey. That letter actually has a bit of news in it. It has an honoring of the sheriff, one of 21 in New Jersey, that's going to the December 10th, 200-plus sheriff protest of Obama's amnesty and open borders to illegals. Those 200-plus sheriffs, hopefully that list is growing, and I would once again honor Jason and Phil because they've taken this extra effort. So they have at once announced Quo Warranto. They have also repeated again a communication to the sheriffs, and they've announced a news event all in one letter. So to me, that is a model letter, and anyone could use that, and it will probably be posted pretty soon on NLA, and they could change the New Jersey information at the front and keep the rest of the letter and put their signature and their request for communication at the bottom and their show of support for the sheriffs. And I'm very, very happy that NLA is supporting the sheriffs, especially at this very important time when we're trying to communicate with the sheriffs. And the sheriffs are very bold in doing this. And I think that they're probably going to do more than have just the lunch in Washington, D.C., because they have a letter that has been produced, which they declare is a historical document from the main sheriff, McNaughton, in Massachusetts, who is the leader of this and with his staff. And that letter is a historical document, and it does, and he has called for support of people to support them in Washington, D.C. on December 10th.
Has he asked for people to come out to Washington with him?
Absolutely. I've already stated that.
Because that's what we're planning to do, but we had heard that it was not going to be that kind of an event. But we'll double-check the call. Well, we had someone that was talking to the sheriffs up there in Massachusetts.
Well, you can't.
I'll find out.
This is what they put out. This is what their letter needs to be read.
Absolutely.
Their letter needs to be, it's a very important document. And also, the news is already out there that they are going there.
How many pages is their letter?
It's a one-page letter. It's just incredible.
Okay.
And they're calling for support, and that's why I am making commentary right now.
Get me a copy of that. We'll read that letter on next Monday.
I have it saved, but because of my computer situation, is of great. He has in the articles that letter can be. There are several articles. If one just searches Google online, you can find the letter very quickly.
I'll find it.
Google online. That is the headline. This is a protest. They're not just going to have lunch. I don't care what anybody said about what. This is what they put out and what they put out to the media. And this letter is so important. I think every sheriff should see this letter. And
we need to go to Washington, then, it sounds like. We need to go to Washington.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And we're right on. This is the best thing we can do to support the sheriffs right now, and they want the support. They asked for it.
Right.
Yeah, so, okay, this is great, and thank you once again for that. But these template letters, including this one announcing the December 10th event, New Jersey is sending people, and I've already helped with some ideas of how the media could cover this, free citizen media, and media that maybe the media of NLA would be interested, more people going down. And it's a very great opportunity, and we are needed. And I think the NLA will serve a very important purpose in this, even if it's just, you know, standing there.
Right.
Even if you just have a halfway decent banner and you're standing in front of a public building, And so Jason has taken the responsibility to help with the organization, and I'm sort of mentoring the situation, and I'm willing to mentor anybody else. If I have a few minutes on the media chat, on the media tomorrow, I will request of Sheila that I give a crash course in under 10 minutes of anyone who wants to, I'm offering this, anyone who wants to be a citizen journalist, how do you use your cell phone in a situation where you meet a notable person?
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, set something up, and then we'll open the room up for a meeting for those who want to come to get into that, and you can teach them.
Yeah, I'm willing to do it tomorrow on Tuesday or on a special other occasion. And I also want to give thanksgiving to everybody in NLA and their families far away in Hawaii. And Hawaii celebrates Thanksgiving for 3 months. I already had two Thanksgivings here. So we can't get as much done in Hawaii because there's way more celebrating here. But I pray that everybody's families are well and good, and everybody's dedication is very special to me out here in the middle of nowhere. And the last thing I want to say is if you have a question about these letters that Jason and Phil have worked on that we are polishing up, and you want to use them in your own states, these are for everybody to use. The whole idea is these are template model letters that will make life easier and samples of what you can do with your own sheriffs, and we need to do it really quickly as far as this December 10th event. But how do we approach people? Who is our audience? Is it one individual we want to support the organization, or is it a group of special public servants like the sheriffs? I'm very excited, and I do believe that NLA is a peaceful place in the storm of the madness that's going on right now while we're talking. We're trying to be rational, divine logos, divine rationale. And thank you, John, for your leadership. And I want to thank Rick and Gerard and everybody else who's close to you and Sheila. The shake and bake is great, and the great improvements of the music, the choice of music and the freedom music is very uplifting. Thank you, guys. And thank you, girls. Okay, done.
Okay,
and have a
aloha.
Great evening. Aloha.
All right. We're going to leave with a song tonight that I guess this song wasn't really truthful, because the revolution is being televised on Fox, CNN, and all over the news, on the internet, too, live streams, all types of police radio scans, everything. New York City, Times Square is now filling up with protesters, too, so...
All right, well, let me just say good night to everybody before you take over. Good night, everybody. Appreciate everyone coming. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all the callers. We still got quite a few callers left. Next week, we'll try to make Gerard do a better job at this. but
I'm going to have to cut your tongue in half.
But we will try to do better. I do spend too long. I get lost in conversations or listening to people, and I apologize for that. But we'll try to move it along a little faster so we can get everybody into the call. Maybe what we'll do is we'll limit people to just one item, and
John,
if they want
to
come back with a second,
talk
then
to
they
you
come
for
to
a
the
long
back.
Time.
So. Huh?
I waited to talk to you for a long time, and all you did was talk about stuff.
Okay, with that, thank you, everybody. Good night. Lord willing, we'll see you next Monday. And
God
for those
bless
who
you,
are
John.
Interested
look
in
you.
Our
look
Bible
you.
Study,
love
we'll
you.
See you then. Good night. Go ahead, Rick.
Bye.
You got it.
We love you. Be safe, my people.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live. Thank you.